friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The charts and the stories for the week of August 26th through the 30th. We believe we're at the end of the month of August, so it'll be September before you know it. And we'll continue every week overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio, research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They've come up with the top 10 stories of the week, top people on the list. So let's see if we can go through these. I'm just going to go through those, then I want to stop on some of them.
With
our cast. Oh. Well, stop, you know, we'll review them more thoroughly. That's the voice of Victoria Jones, who's with us from the D.C. radio company. You might get from that, it's the Direct Current radio company. I'm sure it also has something to do with her proximity to Washington. Here's somebody who has alternating current, Rick Jensen, who comes from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden in the studio at Radio America. So and I may call upon the service of John Harper, WMEL, because the number 10 story is Hurricane Dorian. Was the story of Dorian Gray. That's the only other time I've ever heard that name. Anybody know anybody named Dorian?
No, but I have to say, I wonder whether you have a painting in a cupboard somewhere, Doug.
Of me when I'm 64 or when I'm 94?
No, because you are remarkably, you look
about like Dorian
40.
Gray.
Yes. Yeah, you look about 40.
Well, thank you. I feel about 40. So there, we'll leave it at that. How about them apples? I just posted on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, a picture of four aging but yet still active, not retired television and movie personalities. So you look at them, and my comment was, this is what not retiring gets you. Because I'm not interested in not retiring. I'd be happy to be active like they are in their 90s. It's a pretty cute shot of Mel Brooks and Norman Lear. And, all right, so I'm digressing. But anyway, it has to do with Dorian. Thank you. How do we really get off the mark on that one, Victoria?
And so Hurricane, fast.
Yes, yeah, quickly. Yeah, I get distracted quickly. That's number 10. Number 9. The Democrats and the League of Four, or what do they call themselves? The Bunch of Four, or the Four
squad.
Of them, the squad. Yes.
The Odd Squad.
The Odd Squad. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, the Odd Squad.
The Odd Squad. Remember the Mod Squad? I'm sure that's a play on that on television.
And I know how much you really revere Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I love them.
I thought I might share one with you. I have a gift for you for this holiday weekend, Doug.
Really?
Yeah. How about Ocasio-Sanz Cortex?
Cortex.
Okay. You can
her
give that one back.
Cortex?
Cortex. It's Sanz Cortex.
Yeah. Oh, without her cortex. Okay, yeah. I'll think about that. I'm actually going to go Did you see the story? This is another digression, Victoria. Might as well digress and completely digress.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the story of Kara, who was it that went into the photograph, one of the singers that went into
Casey Musgraves.
Casey Musgraves. Right, okay. So Casey Musgraves is in Los Angeles and is traveling in Koreatown, and there's a little photo shop in Koreatown that isn't doing very well, so she goes in, takes a picture of herself, and then starts tweeting about this poor little guy that has opened this little photo shop, been there since the 1990s, not doing well, so why don't you patronize? There are like 40-some-odd thousand hits now, and I looked at it where it is in Koreatown. I'm going to take care of my grandson, Miles, this weekend, so I think I'll go to Koreatown and have my picture taken there with him, and we'll post it. How about that? Speaking of whatever it was that we were speaking of.
And see if you get 40,000 likes.
Exactly. Number 8 on the countdown is the usual Trump versus the media and all the biases in the media. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Number 7, another shootout in North Carolina.
Not shootout.
Thwarted. Well, the guy who shot it up got arrested. So what do you want to add something to that? I don't want to.
Yeah, because other students spotted guns and thought he was weird and managed to stop it before he did it. He was planning to do it before Christmas, and he was arrested.
Did you see the story, another college campus, the College of Southern Nevada, where a student showed up and was arrested and charged after officers discovered a rifle? Somebody saw a rifle in the backseat of this guy's car, so they reported it to the police. They opened up his trunk. He had 2,000 rounds of ammunition in his car. Why do we have 2,000 rounds of ammunition in a car going to school?
Did they find out?
Apparently not yet, but they're looking into it. But this is acting on a tip from other students. Number 6, race relations. I don't know what that's. This goes on and on and on. The immigration thing. I think immigration is a part of this. That's number 6. Presidential race, number 5. Brexit, number 4. The G7, number 3. What's happening in the markets, number 2. And our relationship with China and the trade war, number 1. In terms of people, there are a lot of politicians, the usual list of people. I find the Emmanuel Macron thing with the president of Brazil to be among one of the most interesting dynamics of the week. What do you
Why
think?
Is it? Here's,
well, because the president of Brazil has been offered 20-some-odd million dollars to help fight the fires that he started in the Amazon rainforest. So they're burning down trees so they can have, you know, grow more cattle.
Killing animals and birds and fish to the extent. And there's a gorgeous pink dolphin, by the way, that only lives there. Animals are going to become extinct. And but this is not only affecting everything. This is affecting medicine.
Yeah, affecting all of our lives. The air we breathe, all that stuff. So anyway, the reason that the president of Brazil said he's not going to take the money is because it was offered by a group including the president of France, Mr. Macron, who is upset and said something about the president of Brazil because the president of Brazil said something about Macron's older wife and apparently was disparaging. So these guys are like a couple of school-age kids who are fight it out in the and the meanwhile the forest burns to the ground.
Well, allow me to be the voice of dissent here, my friends, because I apparently have been reading a lot from the wrong PhDs. We have environmentalists, conservationists who've been in the Amazon saying, you know what, first of all, it's not the lungs of the earth, that's the oceans, and quite honestly, the bioorganisms, insects and such use up the oxygen that's produced there in the rainforest. Yeah. We've actually had global tree cover expanding more than 7% since 1982. And the vast majority of these fires are actually farmland. They're not trees that are burning. Yeah. So I think there's a lot more going on here.
The news media is
not being reported by the press.
But you had to seek to find those studies.
Yeah.
Isn't that something about the media then? Now, I did find
out from No, it's not. It's because there are many scientists who are saying that.
NPR, for example, is one. PBS NewsHour was another source there where you had these scientists who actually there. They're not in Sao Paulo, you know, 2,500 miles away.
About it not affecting the oxygen as much as they've said. But that's the ancillary side of the story. The fires aren't good, no matter how you slice it, not good. There are some fires like that that are good, that burn out the old dead matter and make things grow better. But in this region, these trees are, they're in danger, and it's not good. And certainly, depending on what your view of methane gas is, I don't happen to have the same view that a lot of other people do, but that's because I'm a cow guy on the farm, so maybe I'm prejudiced somewhat. And that reflects, you know, we all are prejudiced to a certain extent, and that colors how we see the news and how we interpret what's going on. Victoria, you're colored by your experiences, and Rick, you're colored, I'm colored, Richie's colored, we're all colored by our experiences. And
well, true enough, but I'm reading people who have different experiences, like Michael Schellenberg.
I've read the same
magazines.
Yeah, I've read the same thing. So you and I would not agree with Victoria, or she wouldn't agree with us. That's okay. That's what makes the world go round. 16 after the hour, the talk radio review. I want you to, if you don't mind, I'm going to suggest something that will help you have brighter, whiter teeth, and therefore a better smile. You all like to have a better smile, right? And not using abrasives, not using chemicals, not using fluoride toothpaste, for example, not using baking powder. Can you imagine using baking soda? It eats away. It itches. It etches away at the enamel and exposes your teeth. That's why you get tooth decay. You want to get rid of the deep yellowed stains for sure. But the best way to do it is with Power Swabs, an all-natural approach to whiten your teeth. An average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. Let's work on it together. I'll send you to the place where you can get them, and then we can practice doing it together. 800-208-1797. You get the Power Swabs. You break open the end of the tip, little tube that has all of the ingredients in it. You take the Q-tip and you wipe it around on your teeth, and in 5 minutes, you'll see your teeth get whiter right before your very teeth, before your very eyes. So this thing is not, this is not fly by night. This company's been around. The doctor invented it. I started talking about these things on the air 8 years ago, and I'm sure that we've helped sell a lot of Power Swabs. Non-toxic ingredients, all natural. 800-208-1797. So get rid of the yellow stains on your teeth, the save easy, fast and smart way with Power Swabs. Order them now at 800-208-1797. And that's the only way, by the way, you get the half price deal. Use the code DJV on the phone only. 800-208-1797. What a great smile you'll have after that.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer. using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Involved in any type of accident, bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Mako here in Reading and get a professional paint job. Mako also has interest-free loans for up to year OAC. Mako, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 226-0992. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Right now, buy a one-year extended warranty, get an extra year free. Or buy a two-year warranty and get an extra year free. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop by your local Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 226-0992.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
After criticism from an LGBT activist, Amazon.com has removed books containing personal testimonies of formerly gay individuals. No longer sold on their site are writings that help people who struggle with transgenderism or same-sex attraction.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 and change at the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen here with my colleagues, Victoria Jones from the Direct Current Radio Company, Rick Jensen from the Alternating Current WDEL in Wilmington. I think I've gotten as much out of that as I can. And Rich McFadden at Radio America in Washington. We are on number 4 this week in the story list from Talkers Magazine, which is published, by the way, every week in its entirety at talkers.com, should you wish to consult the list at any time, even though we repeat it several times during the program. Don't always stick to it in order, but there is the fact and the information right there at talkers.com. Now, number 4 has to do with Boris, who is a bonehead. I call him boneheaded Boris. That's my read on him at this point. The Queen's involved in the Brexit Act now, and the best person I know to review this information is the one and only Victoria Jones, who is a limey from the roots.
Oh, thank you so much. So I became a United States citizen on November the 20th, 1995.
Congratulations.
Make that. Thank you so much. Let me just make that very clear.
Okay, that's clear now. What about
Boris?
Did you
sneak into the country illegally, or did you come with like papers and everything?
Yeah, I flew in on a British Airways flight.
That's what my wife says.
She snuck in with a rock band.
She says the Colombians, she goes, we don't sneak into your country. We fly in.
usually first class.
Right, yeah.
Actually, I did fly in first class. But anyway, so there we go. Yeah. So what's going on is, in this ongoing complete bleep storm that is a debacle of Britain trying to leave the European Union, by Halloween, now Boris Johnson is the new Prime Minister, Conservative Party, elected by only members of the Conservative Party. People who voted for him were mostly white men in their 50s like him. So there's a sort of feeling of, okay. But he is now the new leader of the country. So he fired everybody in his cabinet, brought in a new cabinet of Brexiteers, like Three Musketeers. And the new people who oppose him are known as the Rebel Alliance in government. This is what they're being dubbed. This, I mean, the whole thing is very funny. So what he's done is there is normally a brief pause in September of the parliament because they have party conferences. Then they come back, the Queen gives a speech to open parliament, and off they go. But because they're leaving the EU on Halloween, everybody, or nearly everybody, does not agree with the way Boris wants to leave at this point, which is no deal, crash out, possibly crash the markets worldwide, damaging the European stock market, the Asian stock market, the American stock market, certainly the British stock market. So this could impact us. And his own party doesn't want to do this. So he said, we're going to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks because I've got a domestic agenda. Everyone's going, really? It's called proroguing, which everybody madly went to look up in the Oxford Dictionary because they'd forgotten what it meant. He had to go and ask the Queen who's on vacation in Scotland, so he didn't actually go. She had no choice but to say yes, which puts her in a very difficult position. And people are so livid, furious, toxically raged that they're plotting like lunatics this weekend over how they can block him. Not even how they're going to change what they're going to do on Brexit, but how they're going to block him. And the ideal way to do it is to form some kind of coalition government, but they all hate Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, so much that they can't do it.
Welcome to American politics, British style. More continuing on the Talk Radio Review. It's 28 past the hour. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here I am, the teacher, Doug Steffen, with my students. Rich McFadden, who's at Radio America, he's learned a lot from me over the years. Victoria Jones, it's been an equal relationship. I've learned from her. She's learned from me. And then there's Rick Jensen out of WDEL.
I'm still working on my extra credit. I'm working on my extra credit here, Professor.
Please, sir.
Put the paper in.
After school.
I have some more.
Come to, you know, bring you to detention. All right, so we want to have you understand what's going on in the world of talk radio, news talk radio, thus the survey from Talkers Magazine and our discussion of the various items that are of interest and import, hopefully, to you. Richie, would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I think we would be well served. I meant to ask you to do this when we were off the air, but it doesn't hurt. Will you get John Harper for us? Because I want to talk to him. He's got some observations about Hurricane Dorian that I think will be instructive for the audience. All right? So that would be a help as we go through a couple of other things here that are, I think, let me go back, Victoria, to what you were just talking about with regard to Brexit and the hardliners. I never have understood in politics or in life people who are hardliners, because there's always need for life is built on compromise. It's built on discussion. It's built on working and negotiating. So as it hasn't worked particularly well for Trump in many instances, not all of them, things. I think the taking China to task and the trade problems is a good thing. I think we need to be doing what we're doing. I hope that it doesn't send the markets into a never-never land, and it won't, but it will have some impact until it's all worked out. The stock market has shown that this week. That's number two item on the countdown. But why people put guys like Boris, I suppose Trump as well, into office when they know, especially with Boris, that it's headed for disaster. And that most people in England, it's kind of an oxymoronic thing, because most people now in England don't want Brexit. They don't want to get out of the European Union, but they don't know how to, they don't seem to be clever enough to figure out how to stop it. And for whatever the reason, what's Boris's axe here? Why does he want so definitively to get out and then suffer the real hurtful consequences of the Brexit?
Well, what happened in this instance was that Theresa May was such a disaster.
Yes.
Who was the previous prime minister, that she had to go. And so then there was a leadership contest. And in British politics, the leadership contest for the leader of whichever party is in power is only held within that party. So if you could imagine it, it would be only held within the Republican Party. So and it works that you sign up to be a member of the party. So they all run against each other and they get voted off the island. And it ended up with two people running, Boris Johnson and the guy who lost. And then it's turned over.
What a great description. There's Boris Johnson, and then there's the guy who lost.
The guy who lost. And right. So then they say, okay, so then we're having the vote, and it's turned over to registered members of the Conservative Party, of which there are a few hundred thousand, less than 300,000 or 400,000, in the country, a country of 60 million people.
30 or 40 million voters. So that tells us.
Yeah, and 60
right
million people. So, yeah. And of them, not all of them voted. So, and of course, not everybody voted for Boris, but the majority did. So that's who elects him. And so they elect Boris as the leader of the Conservative Party. Party in power by one vote automatically becomes the prime minister. So it's not a vote by the people of the country. Because of the system, that's how it happens.
Yeah. Well, it's not a great... Why is it, I guess maybe in general, that we seem to, in a collective sense, the status in the League of Nations around the world, we seem to have such horrible leadership everywhere. Why is it that we just don't seem to have...
Well let me ask...
too many people?
That's what
it is.
What you were saying.
Yeah, right.
But you were saying, why can't they meet in the middle? Why can't they come to agreement? Isn't that what Theresa May was trying to do, Victoria? Give something like 21 months to work out how they would actually do this?
She wasn't that smart. Yeah, she's not that
smart.
But
nobody would come together around that, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't come together here about much of anything.
She was sort of trying. But the thing was that what she brought before Parliament each time, which failed three times, was not substantially different each time. In fact, one time she wasn't allowed to bring it before Parliament because it was the same as the previous time. So they said, no, you can't bring it because you're bringing the same thing. You're not allowed to do that. So, and she was accused, whether rightly or wrongly, I don't know because I didn't follow it closely enough, of trying to not do Brexit for the country, but to do Brexit for the Conservative Party. Now, I don't know whether this is true. The other problem that Theresa May had, because she worked extremely hard, really tirelessly, is that Theresa May is somebody, she used to be Home Secretary, who's very, very focused on detail. But she doesn't have a vision. She never had a vision, and she's like a large liner that's not able to turn midstream. And she was never able to shift when the winds shifted. And that was a problem for her in negotiation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so that's that story. I think we've done justice to that. One of the other things that has come up this week, and I would like to get the room on this, James Comey is number 9 on the people list. He was chastised severely by several authorities this past week for not acting appropriately with the information he had at the FBI. Not that that surprises anybody. I think he's one of the biggest blowhards and grandstanders that we've seen for a long time, and that's saying something because we've got a whole lot of grandstanders and blowhards blowing around right now, or have. I thought he was gone. But apparently, the relentless pursuit of justice, truth, justice, and the American way.
The American way.
Yeah, which not necessarily leads to truth or justice. All right, so Rick, how did you deal with the James Comey scenario as we got to the latter part of the week?
Well, as usual, I laughed. James Comey goes out and says, hey, I'm vindicated. Very, very Trumpian, right? But he says, I'm vindicated. And it turns out, no, not so much.
Not
just
so
because
fast.
The inspector general, said that you didn't leak information. You gave it to others to leak the information. So that's pretty much like leaking the information. I'm wondering now what happens. Will you have the late night shows go after Comey like they did with Trump people? Of course not. But will there actually be any sort of meaningful investigation / prosecution? I doubt any of that is going to happen, you know? Where is the political drive to make that happen? And I suspect, in fact, I've often believed, Doug and everybody else here, that a lot of these investigations are driven politically, have very, very little to do with the fact that anyone really cares about the rule of law.
Right. Nah. So who can we get? Gotcha!
Yeah.
It's the same as what goes on in the news media. Gotcha! And who did you get and what did you get? Every once in a while when I'm going to sleep, I turn on PBS and watch Amanpour, about how you pronounce her name. She's always annoyed the hell out of me. And she's even more annoying now because she's always right. And it's always this condescending PBS attitude that she has toward issues. She was perfect to go in that slot when Charlie Rose got booted because of his philandering. But her whole approach to that, just from the first day, I remember interviewing her once or talking to her. I didn't really interview her. And it was like, who are you? Like a fly, kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so anyway, maybe you have a different read on her, Victoria. Maybe I shouldn't ask you just because you're an expatriated Brit, and so is she. Am I reading her correctly, incorrectly? Am I being unfair? That doesn't make any difference, and who cares?
I think she's very good on foreign affairs, very good on foreign news.
Yeah, okay, good. That's it. John Harper's going to join us in a minute with the latest on Hurricane Dorian, as it will apply over the course of the weekend, because this program is heard over the course of 3 days by people all over the country and all over the world. By the way, you can check on what's going on occasionally here at broadcast. You can always go to talkradiocountdownshow.com and get the podcast of the show, talkradiocountdownshow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits, the stories. Let's go through them, all 10 of them, by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the preparations and the concern about Dorian, the hurricane, making landfall in Florida. Number 9, the Odd Squad and the controversy surrounding them. At number 8, Trump versus the media. Number 7, North Carolina shooter that was nabbed before the act, if you will. Number 6, race relations and the immigration problem. Number 5, presidential race. Number 4, what's happening in England with Brexit. Number 3, the aftermath of the G7 summit. Number 2, what's happening in the markets, the stock market, et cetera, et cetera. And number 1, following up on that, sort of the relationship the United States has with China. All of those are the big-time stories, the big-time discussion topics, research done by Talkers Magazine.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. smile. Power swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your power swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Now it's time for us to review the people list this week, the week of August 26th to the 30th, the last week of August. All right, lots going on as usual. Number 10, the president, Mr. Bolsonaro of Brazil. James Comey comes in at number 9. The Odd Squad comes in at number 8. 7, 6, 5, they're all the Democratic candidates. You've got the names, you know them all. Number 4 is Boris Johnson and the Queen, who is going to address Parliament when they come back. It'll be interesting to see how that all floats with Mr. Johnson, the new Prime Minister of England. Emmanuel Macron, number 3 in the spotlight because of his feud with the previously mentioned Mr. Bolsonaro of Brazil. The President of China, Xi Jinping, and Donald Trump, no problem pronouncing his name. He's number 1 on the people list, courtesy, again, of the info we get every week on the countdown from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, 46 past the hour, Talk Radio Review. Here's John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Space Coast, up and down the Space Coast, from who knows where to who knows where. This Dorian character is going to inveigle herself. Somebody sent you an interesting Florida overview of hurricane hysteria that I thought you might want to share with us for a moment before you actually give us what's going on in terms of the storm and whose backyard it's going to hurt, and et cetera, John. So help yourself.
Actually, Doug, this hysteria has really overtaken virtually the entire state of Florida. I've been the veteran, as you know, of many, many hurricanes and tropical storms here in Florida. This is one of the strangest I've been witness to, and the amount of panic that has set in is almost unprecedented, the way people are responding to this particular storm. Now,
why? Given the fact that it covers a wide area and it's liable to change over the course of the 3 days that this program airs, it's liable to be in, out, in again, up again, on again. It may not even hit the coast. But the news media has once again flowered all of this, has it not?
That is absolutely correct. And the fact that it may not hit anywhere. I mean, it could skirt right up the coast and become the I-95 hurricane, but nonetheless, I think the panic is a result of so many people have moved here to Florida, and they've never been part of even a bad tropical storm, let alone a Cat 4 or possibly a Cat 5 hurricane, and I think that is fueling the panic that we're witnessing right now here in the state of Florida.
So, given that it's a monster of a storm, and people feel somewhat helpless because they're not there, are people moving away? Are they going inland? Are the gas supplies, foodstuffs, what's going on with the supplies?
That's kind of interesting, too, Doug, because in a way, there's no place to run because the storm is so big.
Yeah.
You can't run to South Florida from where I'm at on the space coast of Florida because the storm could hit there. You can't run to the north to Jacksonville. The storm could hit there. About the only place you can go at the moment is the area of Pensacola, and there's a possibility the storm could hit there as well. So it is bizarre. It is unprecedented, I think, here in the state of Florida. And for veteran hurricane watchers, it really has people shaking their heads, wondering what is going to be happening by the time we get to Tuesday of this coming week.
You know, one of the things that really is very interesting, I saw a picture of a surfer who was up in the air. He went up in the air and landed on a shark. Did you see that picture?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah. That epitomizes the casual Floridian who's not worried about the storm, apparently. All right, good job, John. Thank you. John Harper from WMEL, Rick Jensen, WDEL, Victoria Jones, the D.C. Radio Company, and Rich McFadden with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, reviewing the top five items from the world of technology this past week is Victoria Keelan is here. We'll start at number five, go to number one, Apple and their new credit card, which is a yucca bunga mess. Number five. All right.
Yeah, Apple's new titanium credit card has gotten pretty much nothing but
titanic
press. Yeah, yes. The credit card itself works. It's fine. It's backed by Goldman Sachs. It runs through MasterCard's network. There's nothing wrong with using the card. However, the damage that the physical card can endure is pretty much nothing. It's Apple had to issue an update warning customers that fabrics like leather and denim can cause permanent discoloration to this white Apple credit card. And the damage doesn't wash off either. So if you put your, and so many people do this, if you just, you know, are going to run out, or if you're going into a bar, you have your one credit card and your ID, you put it in your jeans, and it's, and your white pristine titanium card is going to come out looking all streaked with blue or black denim, and there's nothing you can do about it, so the card ends up looking really ugly. Also, it scratches permanently. So if you put it in your wallet that has anything else with it, it can't even be in a slot with another credit card because the raised numbers on the other credit card can scratch it. It basically is a ridiculous thing. They say clean it regularly with rubbing alcohol and a microfiber cloth, anything that's super soft. Don't put it in with anything else. If it's with keys or change, it's going to get permanently damaged. It's essentially just something that needs to be carried around in a little glass case because it's so delicate. But people like the look of it. It's an all-white card. It has no numbers on it. It just has the Apple logo. It's very minimalistic looking. It's kind of like an Apple store. But in this case, not designed well at all. But it works fine. It's just not going to look good.
Number four, government being able to use Facebook to send out alerts. What's the story there?
Yeah, this is actually a great idea. Facebook has always said that they want to be a hub for communities and for sharing information during a crisis. Now they're going to get a chance to. They're going to start working with local governments and first responders to send alerts to the communities through your Facebook page. So if you are in a community where something is going on, whether it's an Amber Alert or if it's a five-alarm fire, hurricane, whatever it is, then you will get an alert through your Facebook page. The reason that this is so good, a lot of people don't have cable TV anymore. So they're not going to get those, you know, the emergency response type messages. And people have Facebook pretty much open on their screen all day at work. Most people do. So it makes a lot of sense, and it will definitely get the message out to people who really need to know when there is an emergency. So I think it's one good thing from Facebook.
All right. Number three, Google Maps versus Waze. Yes or no?
In a sense, yes. Google Maps is going multimodal. So this is, of course, the navigation app. They've launched a new feature that pairs transit directions with biking and ride-sharing options. So customers can get directions from point A to point B using a variety of transportation modes. So now you can not only get directions for driving in your car, you can find out along your route where you can pick up a ride-share like Uber or Lyft, where you can pick up a bike, you know, the bike share, whether it's an electric scooter or a city bike. So it's kind of cool. They're really incorporating all modes of transportation. It makes it a lot more user friendly. And they started testing this out in Denver. And even in Denver, actually, you can purchase train tickets through your Uber account. So Uber and Google are working together to kind of make everything easier. So it makes, if you have to commute every day and you really need to fight the traffic, it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Number two, T-Mobile. This is something I said, as soon as I heard about this, I want to take advantage of this.
Yep, I think everyone should take advantage of this. 84% of people say they would like to try a wireless network before they actually switch carriers, but you can't do that. T-Mobile wants to end that. They've got the Uncarrier test drive. You can get a free T-Mobile hotspot for 30 days, take it with you, test out their network, and then you can switch over if you want. Most people will probably want to switch over. It's 600 megahertz. It reaches a lot further than the usual signal. So any T-Mobile store, you pop in and pick up a free hotspot for 30 days.
All right. And the number one item is an Amazon story, not great for them.
No, this is a big warning. The Wall Street Journal did a pretty big investigation into Amazon's products. They found that they're selling thousands of products that are mislabeled, banned, or have been declared unsafe by federal agencies. Some of these products and supplements were even labeled as FDA approved, even though the FDA never vetted them. You have to do your research. Be very careful when you're buying products like that on Amazon.
All right, word to the wise. And those are the top five stories in the world of technology this week. Victoria and Doug at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Org.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has ordered a mandatory evacuation of the state's Atlantic coast starting at noon tomorrow. The order, tweeted earlier this evening, that is, covers all those located east of Interstate 95 corridor on Georgia's Atlantic seaboard. That affects some roughly 540,000 people who live on the state's 100-mile coast. Meanwhile, the Category 5 storm is hammering the Bahamas with 185-mile-an-hour winds.
Silbert Mills, owner of the Bahamas Christian Network TV and radio stations, says trees and power lines are down in the Abaco Islands and that roads were flooded out.
Like nothing I've never been through. It really feels like you are helpless and that you have to depend solely on the mercies of the good Lord.
He's riding out the hurricane with his family in the home he built 41 years ago.
We believe that it's structurally sound, but that remains to be seen. I'm holding on.
At 180 mile per hour winds, Hurricane Dorian is tied for the fourth strongest winds in the Atlantic since record keeping began improving. I'm Julie Walker.
A day after a traffic stop turned into a mass shooting in West Texas, Odessa Police Chief Michael Gurka says an active investigation is currently underway into what may have triggered Saturday's chaos.
There are no definitive answers as to motive or reasons at this point. But we are fairly certain that the subject did act alone.
Five people were killed, nearly two dozen others wounded before police were able to track down the shooter and kill him outside an Odessa movie theater. Federal investigators, though, believe the gunman had no connection to terrorism. It happened late Saturday afternoon. The suspect even hijacked a postal delivery truck. More at townhall.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm,
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you.
800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
The opposition's chief Brexit advisor says plans to block a no-deal Brexit will require another extension so the October 31st deadline does not take effect.
Keir Starmer says the legislation to be introduced in Parliament soon will focus on an extension of the deadline to prevent Prime Minister Boris Johnson from leaving the EU without a deal. He says the length of the extension is secondary because the top priority is preventing a disorderly departure on October 31. On Saturday, an estimated 10,000 people gathered in central London while others protested in Belfast, York and other cities to show determination to stop a no-deal Brexit. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A computer breakdown briefly disrupted all air traffic in France Sunday, but flights now gradually resuming. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Another setback for the 737 MAX jets.
United Airlines has delayed the earliest possible return of its grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets. The airline has removed the MAX from its schedule until December 19, 6 weeks longer than previously planned. United owns 14 MAX jets, which have been grounded since March after the second of two accidents that together killed 346 people. Ken Lorman reporting.
Cape Cod businesses are dealing with a challenging summer that's included heightened shark fears, freak tornadoes, and new taxes. Local Chamber of Commerce data suggests lodging and beach visits numbers are down a year after the famous tourist destination was dealt two shark attacks, including Massachusetts' first fatal one in more than 80 years. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of August 26th to the 30th. That is the end of the month, the end of the line for summer as we know it. At least that's what some people say. I'm not buying that at all. We're not here to talk about summertime. We're here to talk about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He is the top, when it comes to understanding what's going on in News Talk Radio, he serves as the top solution, is the person to go to when we want to know what's what and who's who. So oh, the story list is the what's what, and the people's list is the who. You want
That's a heavy burden you put on my shoulders. Hey, the way you started the show today with "This is the Talk Radio," you sounded like Johnny Olsen on Jeopardy. This is Jeopardy.
Come on down.
No, that's another show. That was The Price is Right.
He did that one too. Johnny Olsen was the.
He's done very well with saying a few phrases in a very impressive way.
And then he did "Let's Make a Deal." Remember Monty Hall? He was the voice with Monty Hall on "Let's Make a Deal."
Now I've been watching Jeopardy on the Netflix.
Yeah,
and what they have is they have the opening season of every season going back for like 400 years. So
really?
I started watching it because I became kind
he's
of.
He's done Trebek's been doing it for 34 years.
So you can see Trebek. First of all,
age.
You know, God bless him. I mean,
by the
way,
do you see the picture of him doing push-ups and? All that stuff this week as he came back from pancreatic cancer?
My heart is just totally with him. And that's what interested me in watching some Jeopardies, because Netflix makes it easy. So watching all seasons, they start with the premiere season. So you can watch season number one, season number two, season number three, the opening seasons. And you get to see him go from like this lounge lizard. He's like this cool guy with dark hair and a mustache, and he's swaggering, and he's like being cool, to slowly evolving year after year into this elder statesman of game show hosts.
Yep.
Sort of like, you know, the...
Started at 800,000 a year and now makes 18. Million.
Wow.
Million.
Wow. He's something
else. And he just gets an audience. And the side story here is the pancreatic cancer that he talked about in March that he's gone through, he's getting all kinds of special treatment, and I was speculating on the air on the DJV program that perhaps he is participating in this new trial. You know, one of the things that is just outside the top 10 stories this week is the discovery of some compound in marijuana, in cannabis, that eats the cells of cancer, or cancer in this case, pancreatic cancer, eats them. And both Brigham and Women's and Dana-Farber in Boston, Brigham's and Women, they are together in the cancer research department, and they've come up with this, and this looks like it's another reason to be promoting the benefits of cannabis if it's used properly. Here's something that I wouldn't be surprised, because they have trials, that he would be somebody they'd put on it to see what the benefit, to see how it works. But the guy's doing push-ups. He's looking gaunt, but...
Yeah, but go look back at some of the early Jeopardies, and the transition that he has gone through is amazing. He's become so serious and so dignified and respected a figure that recently in Canada they invited him to moderate a debate.
Well, he's a Canadian. He was born.
Yeah, and so he moderated a serious debate and made a few jokes, and there was outrage. How could you make jokes at a debate? Where'd you get this guy? Who is this guy? There was a lot of fallout. And he said, "Hey, I'm a talk show. I'm a game show host. Right. What do you? You know, we tend to give people these qualities that we want them to have by how they look. But he's a game show host. But he's so dignified that they actually believed he was, you know."
We could use a few more talk radio personalities, a little more dignity to learn from him.
Right.
In fact. A lot of people think that talk show hosts and game show hosts are the same, and maybe they have some of the same qualities and some former hosts.
It's all presentation, you know. A game show host is not easy. It's just kind of a crazy art, because it's very phony, but being phony is part of the slickness, you know.
Right.
All right, we're going into the lightning round now. Here we go. Yeah, that type of thing. So do you want me to do the stories now, or should
I think we ought to do the stories and the people, because that's what
folks
ostensibly are here for. To let's do is talk about the
okay.
Issues.
Here we
of the week.
I'm just trying to stay in accordance with your plan. Okay, at number 10, Hurricane Dorian and the Amazon fires tied. At number 9, digital platform bias.
By the way, you're assuming I have a plan.
Okay, now I'm really worried. Digital, it's like driving a bus and suddenly the wheel comes off in your hand, you know. Oh, my God. Digital platform bias and Trump versus the media tied at number 9. The platform's getting a lot of heat, Google and Facebook. Yeah. At number 8, Ilhan Omar and the Democratic consultant controversy. She's up to her eyeballs in controversy with extramarital affair accusations, with campaign finance.
She's made herself a target.
So oh, boy.
Work in that circle. You
hit the nail on the head. She's a target. At number 7, the North Carolina High Point shooter was nabbed, and the Department of Justice says Comey violated policy. Those two are tied at number 7. At number 6, race relations, immigration reform, and gun control. Those are the biggies. At number 5, the 2020 presidential race. Obviously, that spawns a lot of these other topics because they're talked about. Number 4, Boris, Brexit, and the Queen. Number 3, the aftermath of G7. It seems like it was a year ago. At number 2, the stock market and economic activity. And number 1, U.S.-China relations. The people on the survey, Jair Bolsonaro of Brazil. At number 9, James Comey. At number 8, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib. At number 7, Ilhan Omar and Tim Minette. Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris at number 6. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at number 5. Boris Johnson and Queen Elizabeth II at number 4. Emmanuel Macron at number 3. Xi Jinping at number 2. Donald Trump at number 1. And there, we did it.
Well, it's taking almost 5 minutes to get through this stuff. These lists are getting bigger and bigger. More and more people on them. You mentioned driving a bus. Did you hear the story? And then I promise we'll spend most of the rest of the hour talking about the real issues. The story about the bus driver in Texas who died this past week, the school bus driver. He'd been driving a school bus for 54 years, and he got buried in a casket that looked just like a school bus.
That's
they opened up the casket, and they put the keys to the bus in the casket.
Was it orange? An orange casket?
It was, well, an orange. It's National School Bus Chrome is officially the color.
Did it have, like, big wheels and...
It had wheels. Yeah.
Wow, cool.
It did, yeah. All right. Well, you've heard of people that get buried in their cars in their backyard, stuff like that, so it's not fitting if you're a bus driver, I guess. 15 past the hour, the charts and the discussion of the stories and the people, all a part of what goes on here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Here is the story that isn't in the top news story category, but it is a top story because the results of using this product are so good that you're going to want to try it if you fit into the category that Michael and I fit into and lots of other folks. You got aches, you got pains. Doesn't make a difference what age you are. If you've been an athlete since you were in high school, then I bet you got aches and pains from that. If you are somebody that works hard physically, at a factory or in some circumstance, then you've got aches and pains. If you're an adult and you play golf or you do something, you run, whatever it is that you do, we all have aches and pains. So it's time for you to feel the relief that you get from Joint Formula 14. And you will feel that relief in 14 days. That's why they call it Joint Formula 14. Special concoction of all kinds of things that alleviate the pain. So, and by the way, this same formula is available for your dog as well. It's called Leaps and Bounds, but it's the same basic formula as Joint Formula 14. So let's investigate both of them by going to achefree.live. That's the website for Joint Formula 14 products. Achefree.live. You'll feel better. You'll go online. You'll tell the story. You'll be, you'll just be feeling like $1 million. And it's worth, and it's not worth $1 million. It costs you, actually, this is a special deal for DJV listeners. Use the DJV code and you go to achefree.live for Joint Formula 14. Special 50% off the retail price. You get that only by using the DJV code. Get rid of the aches and pains in 14 days or your money back with Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopBoss.com. That's TopBoss.com, or call 833-TOP-BOSS.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV. Here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Comey story is fascinating in that, once again, it points to those of you who think that you've got it all together. Maybe you don't. Is that the lesson from him? This guy is stumbling all over himself now. What can the guy say after all of this stuff comes out, that he did this wrong and that wrong, the people that used to work for him? And so he kept saying, I didn't do it. No, He got other people to do it.
Yeah, but it doesn't. But it doesn't change the ultimate truths of everything. It only makes him look sloppy, or maybe subjects him to attack. But some of the information that he leaked is still possibly true.
Possibly. But how do we ever find out any of this stuff is true anymore?
Well, that's the problem. When we lose
you go to the Boris Johnson and the Brexit thing, and what in the world? This is looks to me like it's America Redux. You know, we're not going to agree on anything. You're going to do it my way or hit the highway. In the meantime, this country stands, and I don't even understand what this guy thinks he's going to accomplish. Anybody with half a brain can look at this thing, this Brexit thing, and know it's disaster for England.
Well, they went into it headstrong. They went into it headstrong. They didn't think about the consequences. They had all this nationalistic stuff going on and a lot of faith. And there's still a lot of people there who believe it will work out well. So they haven't seen any light one way or the other yet.
No, they haven't at all. But you wonder what the hard... It's always... Isn't it better in your business career? Haven't you mostly negotiated your success?
Negotiation is everything.
Yeah, has to be. 21 after on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do American citizens that get up and go to work every day deserve their own special holiday? This is ControlTheGovernment.com. In 1884, we selected the first Monday of September as Labor Day, a holiday to honor American workers. And this tribute is well-deserved. No other nation in history has achieved the wealth and success of the United States. American workers have contributed to our strength, prosperity, and overall blessings. No matter the job, no matter the position, dedicated American workers not only support their families and our economy, their innovative achievements make our country great. This Labor Day, let's celebrate the only country in history with a charter stating that the very existence of citizens is in a state of God-created freedom. Any American who has a dream has the freedom to try to make it happen. And every day, you do. Good job, America. Discover more at ControlTheGovernment.com. That's ControlTheGovernment.com. Engage in the solution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at WePeopleRadio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, here to work with Michael to have us all understand the ins and the outs, the ups and the downs, the pluses and minuses of some of these dramatic stories, like the fellow runs Brazil, Mr. Bolsonaro, and his the $20 million offer, the G7 meeting this week, offered to send Brazil $20 million to put out the fire. But he said he wouldn't take the money because he was angry at Emmanuel Macron. And Macron was angry at him because Mr. Bolsonaro made fun of Mr. Macron's wife, who is 34 years older than he is, or 24 years. So because Bolsonaro asked Macron for an apology and Macron won't give him an apology, the Amazon burns. That's pretty much.
Yeah, it's a little more complicated than that. the personalities make for
there's a little
great
schoolyard. There's a little schoolyard play going on here, I think.
Yeah, no, the situation in the Amazon is presented as if this is some kind of a natural disaster that's out of control and that the Amazon's on fire. That it's
well,
a
the environmentalists would have you believe that. It may not be necessarily that way, right?
No, what it is it's caused by industry. They have been systematically burning down the rainforest, and when this Bolsonaro came in, he sort of we're going to make even more money with it, and now it's out of control, and he's backpedaling, and they realize that the situation has gotten out of control, and they're very concerned in Brazil about their international reputation. So Bolsonaro is kind of in a situation where he's walking it back, to use an expression. And they have this 60-day moratorium, and they got themselves a big public relations
problem.
Can
they do impeachment? Other countries do impeachment stuff the way we do here.
They impeached their last president. They had a president that they impeached. Down in Brazil, sure. Yeah. As a matter of fact, they're very quick to do that. There's a tremendous amount of corruption in
South
Brazil,
America. I was in Peru. Remember last year? And they, what I learned and reported back on was they'd had four presidents in the past 5 years. They all get sent to jail for corruption. They don't even have elections. Whoever was the vice president becomes a president. They appoint a new vice president, and they go to jail. Jail's
and
full
corruption,
of these guys.
Corruption is a way of life in a lot of these countries where you can't get the police to take care of the problem if you have a problem unless you grease their palms.
Yep.
There's tremendous amount of bribery, graft. If you're in a situation where you're in a lawsuit, you got to pay the judge off just to get the case heard.
Oh, yeah. So
it's terrible.
Yeah. Grease it. Now, here's another big-time example of that. You know, after the seven-day war. The short war.
What, in
the Middle East, the Israelis and the Egyptians.
Six.
So the United States put an end to it. It was 67, wasn't it? 67, some man.
It was 67.
67. So the United States puts an end to it. They say to the Israelis, all right, you stop fighting, give you $4 billion. Yeah, to the Egyptians, stop fighting, give you $4 billion. But you got to, the boundaries have to be where they are. Well, the Mubarak family wasn't in power yet. That was still the era of Sadat. And I think that he was pretty smart, and he agreed to it. And so did the Israelis. So they've all been getting $4 billion a year. When Mubarak became president, he figured out how to manipulate some of that money into his own bank account. So when Mubarak was tossed out of office, what was that, a couple of years ago in Egypt?
Yeah, a while ago, yeah.
You know what his net worth was? His family net worth. Take
a
guess. $6 billion.
Wow. Wow.
He siphoned off $1 billion a year from that $4 billion.
Well, he had to worry about his old age. You know, the cost of assisted living is very high.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's,
I
can understand that.
Speaks to corruption.
Oh, terrible corruption.
Yeah, amazing. 28 past the hour. You're listening to the talk radio.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com, or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches, and for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine, and chondroitin. Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Countdown Show Part 2. For those of you who come every week to figure out what's going on or listen to us talk about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio in a rather fanciful way, when I say we, I'm referring to Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, responsible for the lists, the stories, the people, according to the research done. It's published every week at Talkers Magazine, which is in talkers.com. Am I correct, Michael?
You're correct, and Talkers publishes every day, and this chart comes out every week.
And it's amazing, as the news cycle speeds up, it feels as though maybe we should publish a chart every day, because what happened on Monday seems like old news by Friday. It's amazing how fast these stories turn over, and how that is a safety net for scoundrels. Because if you get in trouble and they're holding your feet to the fire, you can be assured a day or two, they won't remember.
Well, but that's been the that's sort of been the stock in trade of News Talk Radio, as it started with the famous muckrakers. It's matriculated into a political genre, if you will. Well, when I saw this story this week, thank you for reminding me of this, the city of Newark is going to have to fix the lead pipes in the city. Did you see that story?
I see the story. If you've talked to me over the years, I've always told you the big issues of the 21st century are going to be clean water, running out of time, and privacy. And we're seeing the water thing come to fruition.
Right.
I can jump in. This does not bode well for Cory Booker. He was the mayor of Newark when all of this crap was happening.
Yep.
And he had a blind eye to it. He did not do what he should have done, and he wants to be president now?
No. He's not presidential material. I'm surprised he got elected. If he hadn't been, frankly, I say this, and I don't hesitate to say it, the color of his skin is what got him elected to the Senate. He was not that great in public office prior to running for the Senate. He's a grandstander. He's been running for the presidency since he got out of high school, I think, as much as anything else. He saw himself as a moderate, sort of a Barack Obama. A Barack Obama he is not, by any stretch of the imagination. And so here is this mess in Newark. And so I was thinking, what would Jerry Williams or some of the others, I don't know whether your friend in Atlantic City, because they're a little off the beaten path, Harry's program doesn't.
Harry Hurley is not a muckraker. Harry Hurley is a booster, and Harry Hurley is a great talk show host.
Yeah, he's not a fine gentleman. Too.
But right, and he boosts the benefit of the common.
So
citizenry.
Who is there around that's doing a local show, whether it's on New Jersey 101 or whether it's in, I don't even know what.
I don't like to get into endorsing hosts.
Okay, well,
on
I'm not.
Why? But
so
I will say that them. I will say that John and Ken in Los Angeles at KFI have done it and continue to do it very well. And the reason I'm mentioning them is because my endorsement doesn't really matter. They've been on the top of their game for decades.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And they are the muckrakers, but they are cut from a cloth that is not much of a part of talk radio anymore, even though it was. I mentioned Jerry Williams, he and Gene Burns, the great Boston talk radio hosts who used to really change the tide of public opinion when it came to stuff like this. Jerry Williams had run somebody out of office that was found to be responsible for stuff. Well, he had that much.
And it wasn't based on partisan politics.
In those days,
it wasn't whether you're a Democrat or Republican. It was whether you were honest or dishonest.
Yep.
So there were plenty of targets on both sides of the aisle. Because let's face it, what I don't understand is how people could possibly delude themselves into thinking that one of the parties is all good and one is all bad, and that one is ideologically completely sound and one is ideologically completely off base. That to me just doesn't make sense if you study history and you see why there have different, you know, ways the river flows over the course of time. It's based on the terrain. And we have that with politics. But people just buy into these ideas that that one party is all moral and all good and the other one's all
nonsense.
Bad. It's of course it's nonsense.
Nonsense. It really is. But we've gotten to the point where if you say that on some radio stations, you get thrown off.
Well, we're going to probably be thrown off of some of our affiliates for saying it.
No.
And we didn't even say any party. We didn't even mention any names. You'll notice I definitely did not say one party or the other.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm sincerely mean what I'm saying. I see both parties as being full of corruption and incompetence.
The system has become extraordinarily corrupt to the point where number two this week on the story list is a focus on the stock market and how various things going on, not only in our country, but elsewhere. And a lot of people are blaming the ups and downs of the stock market on the trade talks, and I'm not sure that that's fair, nor do I think it's correct. There are a lot of things that are playing into what's going on right now. The trade thing seems to hold, there's a delicate balance there. And most Americans, when they understand this is from the Trump can't do all good or can't do all bad department, there are some, I don't know how many people are taking this position, this is my position on my daily program, that Trump has done some good things, and the China thing, or never mind just China, trade relations have been warped for a long time, for whatever the reason. And when you get into these discussions, Michael, then you get criticized because, Obama did this, and Bush did that, and Clinton did this. They all are scoundrels, and they all have screwed with what we consider to be the stable economy. And they do it because of their friends, who it is that contributes to their campaigns. That's what motivates people to do what they do. Look at the money. Go back to Cory Booker. Look at the millions of dollars of support he's getting from the insurance companies in New Jersey. Millions in his campaign chest. Soft money, hard money. Citizens United, you know, there was a lot of talk this week about the death of members, the Koch family, and all of the things that they've done to influence politics and stuff like that. Well, they're the poster boys because they were responsible for funding that Citizens United decision that has changed the course of politics, and it's not for your benefit, folks. Benefit. No. Not at all.
And it has all the other politicians scurrying around bombarding their fan base, so to speak, with constant begging for small campaign contributions.
You know,
it's shameless.
Do you remember Joel Heffley, congressman from Colorado?
Yeah, I spent
vaguely
some time with him.
Yeah,
I remember him more than vaguely. He gave me a tour of the Capitol building. So
yeah, he came to a couple of our conventions.
Yeah, he was very talk radio friendly, as evidence by the fact that you and I know him or knew
him. Yeah, very, very much so. And he got booted. He lost his seat in Colorado to a fellow who was bought and paid for by various parties that sponsored. There were Republican boosters because Heffley was the chairman of the Ethics Committee in the House. He was responsible for the downfall of Tom DeLay, who was as crooked as the day is long. He was a Republican. Heffley didn't make any difference to him, but he was targeted by the Koch brothers and Citizens United. They raised mucho dinero to get him bumped off. That was his thanks for being ethical and for having a standard. And that's what's going on now.
No good deed goes unpunished.
No.
And it's very frustrating, and it has to do with the culture, it has to do with the political class, it has to do with the kind of people that run for office, and it has to do with the system that people have to negotiate to be successful. You have to be constantly fundraising, you have to constantly be begging, you have to constantly be selling your soul, talking in sound bites, staying away from spontaneous media where you might make a gaffe or be asked a tough question, and playing to the choir, trying to appease your base as opposed to getting out there and attracting an audience and fans and supporters from different walks of life, bringing people together as opposed to the politics of separating people, which we're experiencing right now.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big, big, big time. Speaking of big time, how did you rest last night? Did you have a wonderful night's rest? The
yes.
People, you did good. Congratulations, thank you. I'm glad you did. No, I'm happy to have you.
You do such seamless transitions into commercials that I sometimes get caught up in them.
Well,
and I think I thought you were talking to me. You know,
well, you know, that's one of the things, by the way. And we say this once in a while. We talk about the commercial content and what's gone on over the last 4 or 5 years, especially in News Talk Radio, since Rush Limbaugh had his Sandra Fluke episode, and the agencies that sell advertising then have stayed away from talk radio, and so now we have a whole new culture of advertisers, and it involves those of us who talk about the products, endorsing them from our own experiences. And I will tell you, I got a house full of my pillows, big ones, medium-sized ones, small ones, all sizes and shapes. For not only my bed, but my dog's got one. I take them in the car with me. They're neck pillows I use on the plane. All kinds of MyPillow products are available right now Labor Day special. You, because the fellow that runs this company, Mike Lindell, he came up with the concept of the MyPillow, and then he's created a huge American business out of it. And because we have sold a lot of pillows for him, he's given our listeners a special deal. Use the DJD code when you go to MyPillow.com. Save up to 66% on some of the special items like the standard and the queen-size platinum premium MyPillow. Used to be $69.99, $23.09. Right now, Labor Day special. Use the promo code DJD. Then there's the body pillow, usually $89, now $29. With the DJB code at MyPillow.com. And you'll find the same savings across the board. Say 50, 60, 66%. Body pillow is included in that. The standard and queen size platinum premium pillows are included. Get the deal. It expires after Labor Day. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJB for a better night's rest. Now it's time for us to review the people list this week, the week of August 26th to the 30th, the last week of August. All right, lots going on as usual. Number 10, the president, Mr. Bolsonaro of Brazil. James Comey comes in at number 9. The Odd Squad comes in at number 8. 7, 6, 5, they're all the Democratic candidates. You've got the names, you know them all. Number 4 is Boris Johnson and the Queen. Who is going to address Parliament when they come back. It'll be interesting to see how that all floats with Mr. Johnson, the new Prime Minister of England. Emmanuel Macron, number 3 in the spotlight because of his feud with the previously mentioned Mr. Bolsonaro of Brazil. The President of China, Xi Jinping, and Donald Trump, no problem pronouncing his name. He's number 1 on the people list, courtesy, again, of the info we get every week on the countdown from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Oftentimes you hear me talking on the air, lauding, referring to what Calitran does. Not only if you're staying on the program and follow the directions will you lose the weight, but you stay with it and you keep the weight off. Isn't that really what most people want?
That's right, and that's what most people do, Doug. You know, Calitran is different because it is drug-free. You know, it's collagen. You're born with it, you lose it, you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. No stimulants, doesn't interact with any medications, no matter what you're taking, even if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on blood pressure meds, and it is a product that you can stay on for life. You can get off once you've reached your goal, or you can go on a maintenance.
Calitran, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. Buy 3 bottles, get 2 free, get 10% off the entire package and free shipping. But act now so you get on the weight program and lose the weight. Use the code DJV at toploss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. Simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits, the stories. Let's go through them, all 10 of them, by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the preparations and the concern about Dorian, the hurricane, making landfall in Florida. Number 9, the Odd Squad and the controversy surrounding them. At number 8, Trump versus the media. Number 7, North Carolina shooter that was nabbed before the act, if you will. Number 6, race relations and the immigration problem. Number 5, presidential race. Number 4, what's happening in England with Brexit. Number 3, the aftermath of the G7 summit. Number 2, what's happening in the markets, the stock market, et cetera, et cetera. And number one, following up on that sort of the relationship the United States has with China. All of those are the big-time stories, the big-time discussion topics, research done by Talkers Magazine. Okay, let's go to talkers.com and check out badass Michael Harrison.
I've changed my image.
You look like the Blues Brothers.
I'm a badass now.
Yes, I'm tired of being distinguished. I understand. So here's Darlene Love showing up on the MH interview and also on the MH rap, which is another one of Michael's ways of influencing what people are thinking and having a good time. This lady is 70. I just posted pictures of a bunch of Hollywood stars still going strong in their 90s to my Facebook page, and I'm looking at her at 78. Look at this. Listen to her voice. Never mind, look at her.
As a rock and roll person all my life, I have told people all the way back to when I was 13 years old that one of the greatest rock and roll singers of all time is Darlene Love, completely underappreciated, underestimated.
Yeah. Yeah.
And over the years, so many people have come to realize it that now at 78 years old, she's one of the hottest acts in the world.
She's got a great voice still. She's got that beat. She was the first one that Phil Spector discovered, but because she wouldn't sleep with him, he went on to Ronnie.
He used her for all the others, like the Crystals did. He's a Rebel. That wasn't the Crystals. It was the Blossoms. It was the Blossoms with Darlene Love, and he put it out as the Crystals.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Anyway.
Check it out.
I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. And also at talkers.com. Correct. It's 10 before the hour in the countdown.
Hi, I'm Robin Fader, co-executive director of the Reading Fashion Alliance. We are hosting the 2019 Reading Fashion Week starting September 6th with a trunk show at Carousel Boutique. The fashion show gala featuring several local fashion designers and models is happening September 7th at the downtown Reading Atrium. We are featuring a fashion lounge, DJ, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Support small businesses in Reading on Shop Local Night, September 12th from 4 to 8 p.m. We will wrap up Reading Fashion Week with an opening reception for the iconic fashion exhibit at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring designer fashion from the collection of Alita Carpenter. On September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. We have so many great events. Get tickets and more information at www.readingfashionalliance.org. We can't wait to see you at Reading Fashion Week, beginning September 6th.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now time on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to bring in Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a professor at Bentley University, a law professor. You know what they say about teachers, and maybe they put the lawyers in there too. You can't, what, law practice fell apart, so you got to go teach? No. Just the opposite. They wanted somebody who knew what the heck was going on at Bentley to teach the leading students who were going through the law school learning. There used to be a show in Boston with another great lawyer who was a friend of all of ours, Neil Shayette, called Looking at the Law. And yeah. Remember those episodes? He was
those wonderful pieces, Looking at the Law. Yeah.
Now, so I'm going to change this to Learning from the Law. How's that? You like that? Learning from the Law. Learning, I sound like winning, learning from the Law. All right, couple of things from the countdown this week. Continuing immigration, I don't know what to make of this. It's such a discombobulated mess. Who knows what's legal and what isn't? It seems like the bar changes every day as to how to treat these people and what is legal and what isn't. And what's going on in the courts now? Can you explain any of that, Steve?
You know, part of the reason it's so hard to really understand is that we have laws and policies, and the policies didn't always comport with the law. And there were times that, for expediency's sake, the policies were to ignore even some of the laws. Now the situation, for whatever reason, and not going to be looking to blame, has become increasingly difficult and serious, and having to deal with unprecedented numbers. So, you know, some of these regulations that we had and the facilities that we have don't meet basic human needs. And that's another thing where, you know, there actually was a court hearing, and it's ridiculous that you have to go to court, is whether a toothbrush is a personal hygiene item that has to be provided. You know what? A toothbrush is a basic hygiene. The fact that they are going to be arguing in court about this is ludicrous. So what we really do need is some serious, serious work on immigration reform and regulation, and being done in a humane fashion. And to date, I can't point to a single politician that has brought this to the floor or done anything about this in a manner other than some that are trying to disclose the problems, and that's, I guess, a first step to working from there. But, hey, guess what? We know there's a problem. Let's start talking about it seriously.
Number seven, quickly, that shooter was nabbed in North Carolina. What happens now?
You know, there again, it's a matter of at what level did they get him? And so it does appear that this person said he was planning something. Was he planning something? Had he already violated
the
law?
They got him beforehand.
So,
all right, thank you, Steve. Happy Labor Day weekend. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Stephan on the countdown.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Seal is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
And claims from 485 lives. Meanwhile, the models show Dorian, if not making landfall, turning north, at least skirting the east coast from Florida up through the Carolinas. Bruce says anyone in the I-95 corridor needs to be prepared for the effects of Dorian.
The best thing that they can do is to get out of harm's way by either going to the west coast of Florida, which will be spared most of it, or to go up into the panhandle or to move northwest away from the storm, as many truck drivers and companies are advising their drivers to do. Warehouses have been open all weekend down here accepting deliveries to get them ahead of schedule so the trucks could get out of harm's way.
States of emergency have been issued for Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia issuing a mandatory evacuation for residents of the east of the I-95 beginning at noon Monday. Vice President Mike Pence joined German Chancellor Angela Merkel and other world leaders in Warsaw Sunday to mark the 80th anniversary of the start of World War II. It was September 1st, 1939, when Nazi Germany forces invaded Poland. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
The United States and China have gone ahead with their latest tariff increases on each other's goods, potentially raising prices that Americans pay for some clothes, shoes, sporting goods, other consumer items, all in advance of the holiday shopping season. But President Trump says the talks are still on for December.
We'll see what happens, but we can't allow China to rip us off anymore as a country. We can't allow China to take $500 billion a year out of our country. We can't do that.
Those talks are scheduled for September. The president says the federal government is helping farmers hurt by the tariffs.
I'm making the farmers more than whole. The farmers are doing better than if China, frankly, were buying. I'm taking a piece of the massive amount of tariffs. We're giving them to the farmers who have been targeted unfairly by China.
And you can always check out more breaking news and read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com. After Saturday's mass shooting that left at least 7 dead, more than 20 injured in West Texas, President Trump and Texas Republican governor say action's needed, though neither is offering details.
I'm tired of the dying.
That's Texas Governor Greg Abbott after another mass shooting, this one playing out between Odessa and Midland Saturday afternoon.
The status quo in Texas is unacceptable, and action is needed.
At the federal level, President Trump told reporters Sunday he's working with both Democrats and Republicans in Congress to determine what that might look like. But as for tighter background checks,
they would not have stopped any of it. So it's a big problem. It's a mental problem. It's a big problem.
And Texas's Republican governor says any action must also
safeguard Second Amendment rights.
Even as Abbott spoke, a number of looser gun laws he signed this year were taking effect on the 1st of September. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The charts and the stories for the week of August 26th through the 30th. I believe we're at the end of the month of August, so it'll be September before you know it. And we'll continue every week overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio, research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They've come up with the top 10 stories of the week, top people on the list. So let's see if we can go through these. I'm just going to go through those, then I want to stop on some of them.
What, totally?
With our cast. Oh. Well, stop, you know, we'll review them more thoroughly. That's the voice of Victoria Jones, who's with us from the D.C. radio company. You might get from that, it's the Direct Current radio company. I'm sure it also has something to do with her proximity to Washington. Here's somebody who has alternating current, Rick Jensen, who comes from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden in the studio at Radio America. So, and I may call upon the service of John Harper, WMEL, because the number 10 story is Hurricane Dorian. Was the story of Dorian Gray? That's the only other time I've ever heard that name. Anybody know anybody named Dorian?
No, but I have to say, I wonder whether you have a painting in a cupboard somewhere, Doug.
Of me when I'm 64 or when
no,
I'm 94?
No, because you are remarkably, you know, you
look
about
like Dorian
40.
Gray. Yes.
Yeah, you look
well,
about
you.
40.
Well, thank you. I feel about 40. So there, we'll leave it at that. How about them apples? I just posted on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, a picture of 4 aging but yet still active, not retired television and movie personalities. So you look at them, and my comment was, this is what not retiring gets you. because I'm not interested in not retiring. I'd be happy to be active like they are in their 90s. It's a pretty cute shot of Mel Brooks and Norman Lear. All right, so I'm digressing. But anyway, it has to do with Dorian. Thank you. How do we really get off the mark on that one, Victoria?
And so hurricane, fast.
Yes, yeah, quickly. Yeah, I get distracted quickly. That's number 10. Number 9, the Democrats and the League of Four, or what do they call themselves? The Bunch of Four, or the Four of them, the Squad. Yeah.
The Odd Squad.
The Odd Squad. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, the Odd Squad.
The Odd Squad. Remember the Mod Squad? I'm sure that's a play on that on television.
And I know how much you really revere Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I love them.
I thought I might share one with you. I have a gift for you for this holiday weekend, Doug.
Really?
Yeah. How about Ocasio-Sanz Cortex?
Cortex.
Okay. You can
her
give that one back.
Brain cortex?
The Sanz Cortex. Yeah.
Oh, without her cortex. Okay, yeah. I'll think about that. I'm actually going to go. Did you see the story? This is another digression, Victoria. Might as well digress and completely digress.
Oh, yeah.
You know the story of Kara. Who was it that went into the photograph? One of the singers that went into
Casey Musgraves.
Casey Musgraves. Right, okay. So Casey Musgraves is in Los Angeles and is traveling in Koreatown, and there's a little photo shop in Koreatown that isn't doing very well, so she goes in, takes a picture of herself, and then starts tweeting about this poor little guy that has opened this little photo shop, been there since the 1990s, not doing well, so why don't you patronize? There are like 40-some-odd thousand hits now, and I looked at it where it is in Koreatown. I'm going to take care of my grandson, Miles, this weekend, so I think I'll go to Koreatown and have my picture taken there with him, and we'll post it. How about that? Speaking of whatever it was that we were speaking of.
And see if you get 40,000 likes.
Exactly. Number 8 on the countdown is the usual Trump versus the media and all the biases in the media. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Number 7, another shootout in North Carolina.
Not shootout.
Thwarted. Well, the guy who shot it up got arrested. So what do you want to add something to that? I don't want to.
Yeah, because other students spotted the guns and thought he was weird and managed to stop it before he did it. He was planning to do it before Christmas, and he was arrested.
Did you see the story, another college campus, the College of Southern Nevada, where a student showed up and was arrested and charged after officers discovered a rifle? Somebody saw a rifle in the backseat of this guy's car, so they reported it to the police. They opened up his trunk. He had 2,000 rounds of ammunition in his car. Why do we have 2,000 rounds of ammunition in a car going to school?
Did they find out?
Apparently not yet, but they're looking into it. But this is acting on a tip from other students. Number 6. Race relations. I don't know what that's. This goes on and on and on. The immigration thing. I think immigration is a part of this. That's number 6. Presidential race, number 5. Brexit, number 4. The G7, number 3. What's happening in the markets, number 2. And our relationship with China and the trade war, number 1. In terms of people, there are a lot of politicians, the usual list of people. I find the Emmanuel Macron thing with the president of Brazil to be among one of the most interesting dynamics of the week.
Why is it?
Well, because the president of Brazil has been offered 20-some-odd million dollars to help fight the fires that he started in the Amazon rainforest. So they're burning down trees so they can have, grow more cattle.
Chilling animals. And birds and fish to the extent. And there's a gorgeous pink dolphin, by the way, that only lives there. Animals are going to become extinct. And but this is not only affecting everything. This is affecting medicine.
Yeah, affecting all of our lives. The air we breathe, all that stuff. So anyway, the reason that the president of Brazil said he's not going to take the money is because it was offered by a group including the president of France, Mr. Macron, who is upset and said something about the president of Brazil because the president of Brazil said something about Macron's older wife. And apparently it was disparaging. So these guys are like a couple of school-age kids going to fight it out in the... And the meanwhile, the forest burns to the ground.
And well, allow me to be the voice of dissent here, my friends, because I apparently have been reading a lot from the wrong PhDs. We have environmentalist conservationists who've been in the Amazon saying, you know what, first of all, it's not the lungs of the earth, that's the oceans. And quite honestly, the bioorganisms, insects and such, use up the oxygen that's produced there in the rainforest. Yeah. We've actually had global tree cover expanding more than 7% since 1982. And the vast majority of these fires are actually farmland. They're not trees that are burning. Yeah. So I think there's a lot more going on here.
The news media is
not being reported by the press.
But you had to seek to find those studies.
Yeah.
Isn't that something about the media then? Now,
of course,
I did find that.
It's because there are many scientists who are saying that.
NPR, for example, is one. PBS NewsHour was another source there where you had these scientists who are actually there. They're not in Sao Paulo, you know, 2,500 miles away.
About it not affecting the oxygen as much as they've said. But that's the ancillary side of the story. The fires aren't good, no matter how you slice it, not good. There are some fires like that that are good, that burn out the old dead matter and make things grow better. But in this region, these trees are, they're in danger, and it's not good. And certainly, depending on what your view of methane gas is, I don't happen to have the same view that a lot of other people do, but that's because I'm a cow guy on the farm, so maybe I'm prejudiced somewhat. And that reflects, you know, we all are prejudiced to a certain extent, and that colors how we see the news and how we interpret what's going on. Victoria, you're colored by your experiences, and Rick, you're colored, I'm colored, Richie's colored, we're all colored by our experiences. And
well, true enough, but I'm reading people who have different experiences, like Michael Schellenberg.
I've read the
Time
same
magazines.
Stuff. Yeah, I've read the same thing. So you and I would not agree with Victoria, or she wouldn't agree with us. That's okay. That's what makes the world go round. 16 after the hour, the talk radio review. I want you to, if you don't mind, I'm going to suggest something that will help you have brighter, whiter teeth, and therefore a better smile. You all like to have a better smile, right? And not using abrasives, not using chemicals, not using fluoride toothpaste, for example, not using baking powder. Can you imagine using baking soda? It eats away. It itches. It etches away at the enamel and exposes your teeth. That's why you get tooth decay. You want to get rid of the deep yellowed stains for sure. But the best way to do it is with power swabs, an all natural approach to whiten your teeth. An average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. Let's work on it together. I'll send you to the place where you can get them, and then we can practice doing it together. 800-208-1797. You get the power swabs. You break open the end of the tip, little tube that has all of the ingredients in it. You take the Q-tip and you wipe it around on your teeth, and in 5 minutes you'll see your teeth get whiter. Right before your very teeth, before your very eyes. So this thing is not, this is not fly by night. This company's been around, the doctor invented it. I started talking about these things on the air 8 years ago. And I'm sure that we've helped sell a lot of power swabs. Non-toxic ingredients, all natural. 800-208-1797. So get rid of the yellow stains on your teeth the safe, easy, fast, and smart way. With power swabs, order them now at 800-208-1797. And that's the only way, by the way, you get the half-price deal. Use the code DJV on the phone only, 800-208-1797. What a great smile you'll have after that.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it
for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitran.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitran, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitran is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. For me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, president of We Back the Blue Shasta. Our first responders need your help. PTSD is a crisis in our first responder community. Please remember during the car and campfires how important they were to you, your family, and your business. Today, there are more suicides than line-of-duty deaths, and we want to change that. Your donations of raffle items and money will help us bring Project Code 9 here to help them identify and treat PTSD. Contact us or donate through our Facebook page at We Back the Blue Shasta.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 and change at the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen here with my colleagues, Victoria Jones from the Direct Current Radio Company, Rick Jensen from the Alternating Current WDEL in Wilmington. I think I've gotten as much out of that as I can. and Rich McFadden at Radio America in Washington. We are on number four this week in the story list from Talkers Magazine, which is published, by the way, every week in its entirety at talkers.com, should you wish to consult the list at any time, even though we repeat it several times during the program. Don't always stick to it in order, but there is the fact and the information right there at talkers.com. Now, number four has to do with Boris, who is a bonehead. I call him boneheaded Boris. That's my read on him at this point. The Queen's involved in the Brexit Act now, and the best person I know to review this information is the one and only Victoria Jones, who is a limey from the roots.
Oh, thank you so much. So I became a United States citizen on November the 20th, 1995.
Congratulations.
Make that. Thank you so much. Let me just make that very clear.
Okay, that's clear now. What about Boris?
Did you sneak into the country illegally, or did you come with like papers and everything?
Yeah, I flew in on a British Airways flight.
That's what my wife says.
She snuck in with a rock band.
That she said the Colombians, she goes, we don't sneak into your country. We fly in, usually first class.
Right, yeah.
Actually, I did fly in first class. But anyway, so there we go. Yeah. So what's going on is, in this ongoing complete bleep storm that is a debacle of Britain trying to leave the European Union, by Halloween, woohoo, now Boris Johnson is the new prime minister. Conservative Party elected by only members of the Conservative Party. People who voted for him were mostly white men in their 50s like him. So there's a sort of feeling of, okay. But he is now the new leader of the country. So he fired everybody in his cabinet, brought in a new cabinet of Brexiteers, like Three Musketeers. And the new people who oppose him are known as the Rebel Alliance in government. This is what they're being dubbed. So the whole thing is very funny. So what he's done is there is normally a brief pause in September of the Parliament because they have party conferences. Then they come back, the Queen gives a speech to open Parliament, and off they go. But because they're leaving the EU on Halloween, everybody, or nearly everybody, does not agree with the way Boris wants to leave at this point, which is no deal, crash out, possibly crash the markets worldwide, damaging the European stock market, the Asian stock market, the American stock market, certainly the British stock market. So this could impact us. And his own party doesn't want to do this. So he said, we're going to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks because I've got a domestic agenda. Everyone's going, really? It's called proroguing, which everybody madly went to look up in the Oxford Dictionary because they'd forgotten what it meant. He had to go and ask the Queen who's on vacation in Scotland, so he didn't actually go. She had no choice but to say yes, which puts her in a very difficult position. And people are so livid, furious, toxically raged that they're plotting like lunatics this weekend over how they can block him. Not even how they're going to change what they're going to do on Brexit, but how they're going to block him. And the ideal way to do it is to form some kind of coalition government, but they all hate Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, so much that they can't do it.
Welcome to American politics, British style. More continuing on the Talk Radio Review. It's 28 past the hour. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29, Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here I am, the teacher, Doug Steffen, with my students, Rich McFadden, who's at Radio America. He's learned a lot from me over the years. Victoria Jones, it's been an equal relationship. I've learned from her. She's learned from me. And then there's Rick Jensen out of WDEL.
I'm still working on my extra credit. I'm working on my extra credit here, Professor.
Please, sir.
I'll put the paper in.
After school.
I have some more.
Come and bring you to detention. All right, so we want to have you understand what's going on in the world of talk radio, news talk radio, thus the survey from Talkers Magazine and our discussion of the various items that are of interest and import, hopefully, to you. Richie, would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I think we would be well served. I meant to ask you to do this when we are off the air, but it doesn't hurt. Will you get John Harper for us? Because I want to talk to him. He's got some observations about Hurricane Dorian that I think will be instructive for the audience. All right? So that would be a help as we go through a couple of other things here that are, I think, let me go back, Victoria, to what you were just talking about with regard to Brexit and the hardliners. I never have understood in politics or in life people who are hardliners, because there's always need for life is built on compromise. It's built on discussion. It's built on working and negotiating. So as it hasn't worked particularly well for Trump in many instances, not all of the things, I think the taking China to task and the trade problems is a good thing. I think we need to be doing what we're doing. I hope that it doesn't send the markets into a never-never land, and it won't, but it will have some impact until it's all worked out. The stock market has shown that this week. That's number two item on the countdown. But why people put guys like Boris, I suppose Trump as well, into office when they know, especially with Boris, that it's headed for disaster. And that most people in England, it's kind of an oxymoronic thing, because most people now in England don't want Brexit. They don't want to get out of the European Union, but they don't know how to, they don't seem to be clever enough to figure out how to stop it. And for whatever the reason, what's Boris's axe here? Why does he want so definitively to get out and then suffer the real hurtful consequences of the Brexit?
Well, what happened in this instance was that Theresa May was such a disaster, who was the previous prime minister, that she had to go. And so then there was a leadership contest. And in British politics, the leadership contest for the leader of whichever party is in power is only held within that party. So if you could imagine it, it would be only held within the Republican Party. So you, and it works that you sign up to be a member of the party. So they all run against each other and they get voted off the island. And it ended up with two people running, Boris Johnson and the guy who lost. And then it's turned over.
What a great description. There's Boris Johnson, and then there's the guy who lost.
The guy who lost. And right. So then they say, okay, so then we're having the vote, and it's turned over to registered members of the Conservative Party, of which there are a few hundred thousand, less than 300,000 or 400,000, in the country, a country of 60 million people.
30 or 40 million voters. So that tells you something.
Yeah, and 60 million people. So, and of them, not all of them voted. So, and of course, not everybody voted for Boris, but the majority did. So that's who elects him. And so they elect Boris as the leader of the Conservative Party. Party in power by one vote automatically becomes the prime minister. So it's not a vote by the people of the country. Because of the system, that's how it happens.
Yeah. Well, it's not a great... Why is it, I guess maybe in general, that we seem to, in a collective sense, the status in the League of Nations around the world, we seem to have such horrible leadership everywhere. Why is it that we just don't seem to have...
Well let me ask...
too many people?
I mean,
that's what it is.
What you were saying.
Yeah,
but you were saying, why can't they meet in the middle? Why can't they come to agreement? Isn't that what Theresa May was trying to do, Victoria? Give something like 21 months to work out how they would actually do this?
She wasn't that smart. Yeah, but she's not that
smart. But nobody would come together around that, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't come together here about much of anything.
She was sort of trying. But the thing was that what she brought before Parliament each time, which failed three times, was not substantially different each time. In fact, one time she wasn't allowed to bring it before Parliament because it was the same as the previous time. So they said, no, you can't bring it because you're bringing the same thing. You're not allowed to do that. So, and she was accused, whether rightly or wrongly, I don't know because I didn't follow it closely enough, of trying to not do Brexit for the country, but to do Brexit for the Conservative Party. Now, I don't know whether this is true. The other problem that Theresa May had, because she worked extremely hard, really tirelessly, is that Theresa May is somebody, she used to be Home Secretary, who's very, very focused on detail. But she doesn't have a vision. She never had a vision, and she's like a large liner that's not able to turn midstream. And she was never able to shift when the winds shifted. And that was a problem for her in negotiation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so that's that story. I think we've done justice to that. One of the other things that has come up this week, and I would like to get the room on this, James Comey is number 9 on the people list. He was chastised severely by several authorities this past week for not acting appropriately with the information he had at the FBI. Not that that surprises anybody. I think he's one of the biggest blowhards and grandstanders that we've seen for a long time, and that's saying something because we've got a whole lot of grandstanders and blowhards blowing around right now. Or have. I thought he was gone. But apparently the relentless pursuit of justice, truth, justice, and the American way.
The American way.
Yeah, which not necessarily leads to truth or justice. All right, so Rick, how did you deal with the James Comey scenario as we got to the latter part of the week?
Well, as usual, I laughed. James Comey goes out and says, hey, I'm vindicated. Very, very Trumpian, right? But he says, I'm vindicated. Yeah. And it turns out, no, not so much.
Not
just
so fast.
Because the inspector general, said that you didn't leak information. You gave it to others to leak the information. So that's pretty much like leaking the information. I'm wondering now what happens. Will you have the late night shows go after Comey like they did with Trump people? Of course not. But will there actually be any sort of meaningful investigation / prosecution? I doubt any of that is going to happen, Where is the political drive to make that happen? And I suspect, in fact, I've often believed, Doug and everybody else here, that a lot of these investigations are driven politically, have very, very little to do with the fact that anyone really cares about the rule of law.
Right. Nah. So who can we get? Gotcha!
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
Gotcha.
It's the same as what goes on in the news media. Gotcha! And who did you get and where'd you get? Every once in a while when I'm going to sleep, I turn on PBS and watch Amanpour, about how you pronounce her name. She's always annoyed the hell out of me. And
why?
She's even more annoying now because she's always right. And it's always this condescending PBS attitude that she has toward issues. She was perfect to go in that slot when Charlie Rose got booted because of his philandering. But her whole approach to that, just from the first day, I remember interviewing her once or talking to her. I didn't really interview her. And it was like, who are you? Like a fly, kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so anyway, maybe you have a different read on her, Victoria. Maybe I shouldn't ask you just because you're an expatriated Brit and so is she. Am I reading her correctly, incorrectly? Am I being unfair? That doesn't make any difference, and who cares?
I think she's very good on foreign affairs, very good on foreign news.
Yeah, okay, good. That's it. John Harper's going to join us in a minute with the latest on Hurricane Dorian, as it will apply over the course of the weekend, because this program is heard over the course of 3 days by people all over the country and all over the world. By the way, you can check on what's going on in case you don't hear it broadcast. You can always go to talkradiocountdownshow.com and get the podcast of the show, talkradiocountdownshow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits, the stories. Let's go through them, all 10 of them, by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the preparations and the concern about Dorian, the hurricane, making landfall in Florida. Number 9, the Odd Squad and the controversy surrounding them. At number 8, Trump versus the media. Number 7, North Carolina shooter that was nabbed before the act, if you will. Number 6, race relations and the immigration problem. Number 5, presidential race. Number 4, what's happening in England with Brexit. Number 3, the aftermath of the G7 summit. Number 2, what's happening in the markets, the stock market, et cetera, et cetera. And number 1, following up on that sort of the relationship the United States has with China. All of those are the big-time stories, the big-time discussion topics, research done by Talkers Magazine.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Now it's time for us to review the people list this week, the week of August 26th to the 30th, the last week of August. All right, lots going on as usual. Number 10, the president, Mr. Bolsonaro of Brazil. James Comey comes in at number 9. The Odd Squad comes in at number 8. 7, 6, 5, they're all the Democratic candidates. You've got the names, you know them all. Number 4 is Boris Johnson and the Queen, who is going to address Parliament when they come back. It'll be interesting to see how that all floats with Mr. Johnson, the new Prime Minister of England. Emmanuel Macron, number 3 in the spotlight because of his feud with the previously mentioned Mr. Bolsonaro of Brazil. The president of China, Xi Jinping, and Donald Trump, no problem pronouncing his name. He's number 1 on the people list, courtesy, again, of the info we get every week on the countdown from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, 46 past the hour, Talk Radio Review. Here's John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Space Coast, up and down the Space Coast, from who knows where to who knows where. This Dorian character is going to inveigle herself. Somebody sent you interesting Florida overview of hurricane hysteria that I thought you might want to share with us for a moment before you actually give us what's going on in terms of the storm and whose backyard it's going to hurt, and et cetera, John. So help yourself.
Actually, Doug, this hysteria has really overtaken virtually the entire state of Florida. I've been a veteran, as you know, of many, many hurricanes and tropical storms here in Florida. This is one of the strangest I've been witness to, And the amount of panic that has set in is almost unprecedented, the way people are responding to this particular storm. Now,
why? Given the fact that it covers a wide area and it's liable to change over the course of the 3 days that this program airs, it's liable to be in, out, in again, up again, on again. It may not even hit the coast. But the news media has once again flowered all of this, has it not?
That is absolutely correct. And the fact that it may not hit anywhere. I mean, it could skirt right up the coast and become the I-95 hurricane, but nonetheless, I think the panic is a result of so many people have moved here to Florida, and they've never witnessed, they've never been part of a even a bad tropical storm, let alone a Cat 4 or possibly a Cat 5 hurricane, and I think that is fueling the panic that we're witnessing right now here in the state of Florida.
So, given that it's a monster of a storm, and people feel somewhat helpless because they're not there, are people moving away? Are they going inland? Are the gas supplies, foodstuffs, what's going on with the supplies?
That's kind of interesting, too, Doug, because in a way, there's no place to run because
to
the storm is so big.
Yeah.
You can't run to South Florida from where I'm at on the Space Coast of Florida because the storm could hit there. You can't run to the north to Jacksonville. The storm could hit there. About the only place you can go at the moment is the area of Pensacola, and there's a possibility the storm could hit there as well. So it is bizarre. It is unprecedented, I think, here in the state of Florida. And for veteran hurricane watchers, it really has people shaking their heads, wondering what is going to be happening by the time we get to Tuesday of this coming week.
You know, one of the things that really is very interesting, I saw a picture of a surfer who was up in the air. He went up in the air and landed on a shark. Did you see that picture?
Yes, I did,
Jesus. That epitomizes the casual Floridian who's not worried about the storm, apparently. All right, good job, John. Thank you. John Harper from WMEL, Rick Jensen, WDEL, Victoria Jones, the D.C. Radio Company, and Rich McFadden with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Talk Radio Countdown.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, reviewing the top five items from the world of technology this past week. Is Victoria Keelan is here. We'll start at number five, go to number one, Apple and their new credit card, which is a yucca bunga mess. Number five. All right.
Yeah, Apple's new titanium credit card has gotten pretty much nothing but
titanic
bad
mess.
Press.
Yes.
Yeah. The credit card itself works. It's fine. It's backed by Goldman Sachs. It runs through MasterCard's network. There's nothing wrong with using the card. However, the damage that the physical card can endure is pretty much nothing. Apple had to issue an update warning customers that fabrics like leather and denim can cause permanent discoloration to this white Apple credit card. And the damage doesn't wash off either. So if you put your, and so many people do this, if you just, you know, are going to run out, or if you're going into a bar, you have your one credit card and your ID, you put it in your jeans, and your white, pristine titanium card is going to come out looking all streaked with blue or black denim, and there's nothing you can do about it, so the card ends up looking really ugly. Also, it scratches permanently, so if you put it in your wallet that has anything else with it, it can't even be in a slot with another credit card, because the raised numbers on the other credit card can scratch it. It basically is a ridiculous thing. They say clean it regularly with rubbing alcohol and a microfiber cloth, anything that's super soft. Don't put it in with anything else. If it's with keys or change, it's going to get permanently damaged. It's essentially just something that needs to be carried around in a little glass case because it's so delicate. But people like the look of it. It's an all-white card. It has no numbers on it. It just has the Apple logo. It's very minimalistic looking. It's kind of like an Apple store. But in this case, not designed well at all. But it works fine. It's just not going to look good.
Number four, government being able to use Facebook to send out alerts. What's the story there?
Yeah, this is actually a great idea. Facebook has always said that they want to be a hub for communities and for sharing information during a crisis. Now they're going to get a chance to. They're going to start working with local governments and first responders to send alerts to the communities through your Facebook page. So if you are in a community where something is going on, whether it's an Amber Alert or if it's a five-alarm fire, hurricane, whatever it is, then you will get an alert through your Facebook page. The reason that this is so good, a lot of people don't have cable TV anymore, so they're not going to get those, you know, the emergency response type messages. And people have Facebook pretty much open on their screen all day at work. Most people do. So it makes a lot of sense, and it will definitely get the message out to people who really need to know when there is an emergency. So I think it's one good thing from Facebook.
All right. Number three, Google Maps. Versus Waze, yes or no?
In a sense, yes. Google Maps is going multimodal. So this is, of course, the navigation app. They've launched a new feature that pairs transit directions with biking and ride-sharing options. So customers can get directions from point A to point B using a variety of transportation modes. So now you can not only get directions for driving in your car, you can find out along your route where you can pick up a ride share like Uber or Lyft, where you can pick up a bike, you know, the bike share, whether it's an electric scooter or a city bike. So it's kind of cool. They're really incorporating all modes of transportation. It makes it a lot more user friendly, and they started testing this out in Denver, and even in Denver, actually, you can purchase train tickets through your Uber account. So Uber and Google are working together to kind of make everything easier. So it makes, if you have to commute every day and you really need to fight the traffic, it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Number two, T-Mobile. This is something I said, as soon as I heard about this, I want to take advantage of this.
Yep, I think everyone should take advantage of this. 84% of people say they would like to try a wireless network before they actually switch carriers, but you can't do that. T-Mobile wants to end that. They've got the Uncarrier test drive. You can get a free T-Mobile hotspot for 30 days, take it with you, test out their network, and then you can switch over if you want. Most people will probably, over at 600 megahertz, it reaches a lot further than the usual signal. So any T-Mobile store, you pop in and pick up your free hotspot for 30 days.
All right. And the number one item is an Amazon story, not great for them.
No, this is a big warning. The Wall Street Journal did a pretty big investigation into Amazon's products. They found that they're selling thousands of products that are mislabeled, banned, or have been declared unsafe by federal agencies. Some of these products and supplements were even labeled as FDA approved, even though the FDA never vetted them. You have to do your research. Be very careful when you're buying products like that on Amazon.
All right, word to the wise. And those are the top five stories in the world of technology this week. Victoria and Doug at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
He's a liar!
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30. Sunday matinees at 2. September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and we'll deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. As Hurricane Dorian rakes across the Bahamas with 180-mile-an-hour winds, the southeastern United States is getting ready. States of emergency issued in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas as the I-95 corridor is forecast to get pounded by heavy rain and storm surge along the coast. Captain Matt Bruce is a talk show host with Salem Radio's WGUL AM in Tampa, and he's monitoring Dorian. Says those folks in the region need to keep a close eye on the news.
The rain along the coast here in Florida is going to be anywhere from 5 to 10 inches, depending on where the storm actually sits up at. Could be 15 inches. The Atlantic coast could have as much as that all the way up into the Carolinas. And in Virginia, they could feel 2 to 4 inches with an isolated 6 inches.
At 11 p.m. Eastern time, Dorian was about 180 miles east of West Palm Beach. The investigation continues into Saturday's mass shooting in Odessa, Texas, where a gunman fled police after a traffic stop and killed 7 people, wounded over 20 others, before police shot and killed him. At a press conference, Governor Greg Abbott says he's tired of Texans dying in mass shootings.
We need solutions that will keep guns out of the hands of criminals like the killer here in Odessa, while also ensuring that we safeguard Second Amendment rights. And we must do it fast.
Police still aren't sure why the 36-year-old man, with only a misdemeanor on his record and no warrant for his arrest, erupted in a spate of violence, but they believe he acted alone and the event was not an act of terrorism. More than 24 people were injured, none seriously, when a stage barricade collapsed during a performance at a Seattle music festival. Officials say members of the crowd, around 3,000, were pressed against a 4-foot-high barrier when it collapsed Saturday night at the Seattle Center. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. And then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Family physician Dr. Charles Snyderman tells us about an uncommon virus.
Eastern equine encephalitis, or Triple E, is misnamed because it has been found west of the Mississippi and does not require contact with horses. It's a virus transmitted by mosquitoes and fortunately rarely causes brain infection. These mosquitoes are carried by wild birds. Insect repellent containing DEET is the best prevention. Charles Snyderman, Washington.
New Mexico head football coach Bob Davey rushed to Albuquerque Hospital after his team's season-opening victory over Sam Houston State with a, quote, serious medical incident, said Sunday that he expects to make a full recovery. School officials still haven't disclosed Davey's ailment. There was no immediate word on when he would resume his coaching duties. Several times during Saturday afternoon's game, in which the Lobos won 39-31, Davey could be seen with his hands on his midsection and chest, and at one point was kneeling on the sidelines. More at townhall.com. President Trump's administration and China finally going ahead with their latest tariff increases, potentially raising prices on a range of goods.
The 15% U.S. taxes apply to about $112 billion worth of Chinese imports, while in China, authorities have begun charging higher tariffs on American imports, according to employees who answered the phone at customs offices in Beijing and the southern port of Guangzhou. Tariffs of between 5 and 10% are being applied to items ranging from frozen sweet corn and pork liver to marble and bicycle tires. A study by J.P. Morgan has found that Trump's tariffs will cost the average American household $1,000 a year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
September 1, 1985, a U.S.-French expedition located the wreckage of the Titanic on the floor of the Atlantic Ocean, roughly 400 miles off Newfoundland. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Up first this time around, it's the second half of an episode of The Life of Riley. And later we have Elliot Lewis's quality police drama, the CBS series Broadway Is My Beat. But first, yes, a return to the funny stuff. This is from December 10th, 1944.
Riley has confided to his friend Waldo Benny about the unknown woman in their night school class who wrote Riley a love note. And Riley knows he had better head off this mysterious admirer before she shows up at his house this noon to take him on a picnic. And now we find Riley and Waldo wearily trudging the streets after several hours of fruitless investigation.
Waldo, you're a real pal going into them four different women's houses and asking them if they wrote this note. Well, what's the matter, Waldo?
Oh, my aching back. That last one, Miss Zabisco, when I asked her if she was in love with you, she threw me down the stairs.
Oh, then I guess she ain't. Waldo, if I don't find out who sent me that note in a hurry, I'm going to be in an awful fix.
Yeah. Miss Pepperito's our last suspect. There's where she lives, Riley, in back of that fruit store there.
Yeah. That big guy in there is her father. Well, I might as well face it. Go on in, Waldo. I'll wait here.
No, Mr. Riley, I'm too exhausted.
Well, this is the showdown. If I don't get Miss Pepperito to give me up, I'm cooked. Well... here goes. Good evening, Mr. Pepperito.
No cigarettes, sir.
I didn't come about cigarettes.
Well, I'm a busy man. What do you want?
Well, I wanted to see, speak to Miss Pepperito. My name is Chester Riley.
Oh, Chester Riley. That's a fine Italian name. So you want to put to see my little Margarita? Sit down, yeah. Sit down. No. Around the tomatoes. Here, on the potatoes.
Oh, thanks. Well, where is your daughter?
Right now, she's shaving.
Shaving?
Oh, sure. She's a lady barber. Downtown.
Maybe I can talk to you about it. It's very important.
Oh, sure. In this case, it's a good idea to talk over with the papa.
Now, what do you want to talk about, Sonny, yeah? It's about a note, a love note.
Oh, the love. Oh, sole mio.
No, Mr. Pepperito. Mr. Pepperito, no, look.
Sole mio.
No, wait, Mr. Pepperito.
Excuse me. When it's a come to love, I'm an old sentimental piece. Now, what about this note, huh?
Maybe I better read it to you. It goes like this. I love you.
I'm gonna love you.
I watch you all during class. And I hate to hear the bell ring because it means we must part.
You want for me to show this note to Margarita?
Yeah, and...
You're too bashful to propose face-to-face, huh?
No.
That's okay. It's no shame. But don't you worry. For Margarita, I'm gonna say yes. Congratulations. Here, come. Kiss your papa.
Now, wait a minute. Don't do that.
Here, have a bunch of grapes. Delicious grapes. After 40 years, Margarita, at last she gets married. Oh, this is a great year. First Italy, she's liberated, and now me.
You're making a mistake, Mr. Pepperito. I'm a man with two kids.
Who cares? Margarita, she's nuts about the kids. Here, have some more grapes. Sleeveless grapes.
Well, thanks, but I'm already married. I got a wife, Mr.
You're married?
Yes.
You should be ashamed. You should hang your face up. A merry man like you is to write love notes to my Margarita.
I didn't write this note. I want to find out if Margarita wrote it.
Oh, why you not say so before?
How could I? Every time I open my mouth, you shoved a bunch of grapes in it.
Well, let me see the note. No, this is no Margarita's writing. I know because you can read it.
Oh, she didn't write it. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Pepperito.
Hey, just a minute.
Wow.
That'll be 15 cents for the grapes. Oh.
I can't understand it, Waldo. Not one of these five women wrote the note.
Well, there's only one thing to do. Sure, Sheila Femme.
Never mind that. We got to find the woman.
Oh, my stars, Mr. Riley.
What?
We've been blind. If the mash note wasn't written by a pupil, then it must have been written by teacher.
Miss Jessup?
Of course. Didn't the note say that she couldn't show her affection in front of the class? Wasn't Miss Jessup in the coat room where your lunchbox was while we did the test last night?
Yeah, but...
It's your fault, Riley.
What?
You led her on.
Now, what?
You gave her cake. You wrote poems to her. You played on this woman's heartstrings and aroused the tender passion in her bosom.
I'm a kid. But what am I going to do, Waldo?
Go to her like a man. Tell her you respect her, but she can never be more than a sister to you, and you can never be more than a brother to her.
No, I can't do it.
Well, it's either that or you'll have her on your doorstep in an hour.
Yeah, you're right.
You must go to the teacher and say, Miss Jessup, I admit I'm a bounder.
Yeah, well, what else do I say?
It's too late, Miss Jessup. I cannot leave my wife in the sunset of our life.
Yeah. Yeah, the sunset. That sounds good. I'll say that word for word.
Why, it's Mr. Vine. Riley.
Hello, teacher. Miss Jessup.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise. Come in.
Well, couldn't you leave the door open, Miss?
What, Mr. Riley, you sound as though you were afraid of me.
Oh, no, Miss Jessup.
True, in my capacity as teacher, I may be somewhat forbidding. But here at home, I'm only a woman.
And I'm only a married man, with a wife besides.
What a strange remark, Mr. Riley.
Miss Jessup, I got something in my head, and I may as well come to the point of it. Miss Jessup, I can never be more than a sister to you, and you can be my brother. But I'll always suspect you.
Mr. Riley...
I admit I'm nothing but a bouncer, but... But it's too late. I'm in the sunburn of my life.
Mr. Riley, I can't understand a word of this gibberish.
Don't you get what I mean? Look, I'll say it to you in algebra.
In algebra?
Yeah. Listen, Miss Jessup. A equals me, see? And B is my wife. And C is my boy, Junior. And D is my daughter, Babs. So A plus B plus C plus D, that equals a happy married fellow and his family, right?
Yes, but what...
Here's all the little letters snuggling up together in a happy home, and all of a sudden along comes X.
X?
Yeah, this X is a certain female woman that's wrote me this mush note in class and wants me to go on picnics.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, you're worried about this X, this unknown quantity.
Well, in this case, X ain't unknown because X equals Y-O-U.
I see. What? Are you insinuating that I wrote you a love note?
Well, didn't you?
Mr. Riley, in simple kindergarten English, I did not write you any note. I have absolutely no personal interest in you.
You mean you don't love me?
Certainly not. Let me see that ridiculous note.
Here.
Oh, why, this is not my handwriting. Oh, but wait a moment. I have seen this writing somewhere. In school, I...
You know who done it?
I think I know who it is. But I can't tell you until I confirm my suspicion. Now you go home. I'll try to straighten this out.
Oh, gee, that's swell of you. Thanks, Miss Jessup, and please excuse
me. Oh, I'll overlook your lapse of judgment, Mr. Riley. After all, fools rush in where angels fear to tread.
Gee, Miss Jessup, thanks for calling me an angel. Goodbye.
Ring 4532.
Hello? This is the John J. Baskowitz High School.
Is this Mr. Brecker, the janitor?
Speaking.
This is Miss Jessup. I'd like to speak to your little girl, Joni.
Oh, she's right here. Hold the wire. For you, Joni.
Hello?
This is Miss Jessup, Joni. Now listen, and I want you to tell me the truth. Did you write a note and leave it in a lunchbox in my coat room?
Speak up, Joni.
Speak up.
Yes. I put that note there, Miss Jessup.
Well, Mr. Riley found it there.
But it wasn't for him. It was for Junior Riley.
I thought as much. Well, in that case, I think you'd better go and explain to Mr. Riley immediately.
Couldn't you tell him, Miss Jessup?
No. I'm sure he'd rather hear it from his mental equal. Now, Riley, will you stop? I told you a dozen times I won't go to a movie on Saturday morning. You know this is the day I wax the floors.
Well, I'll wax them. You slip out and have a good time.
Oh, you're acting very strange, Riley. All morning you've been trying to get me out of the house.
Oh, you're not going, huh?
No.
Well, then I might as well tell you something.
I knew you would eventually. Well, go on.
Dumplin', you know that love note that I was telling you about, the one my friend got?
Well?
Well, I'm my friend.
Oh, so that's it.
Yeah.
Well, I suspected as much. You were so worried.
Dumplin', ain't you jealous?
Why should I be jealous because some fat and dumpy middle-aged frump write your silly note?
Now, wait a minute, Peg. How do you know she's fat and dumpy and middle-aged and a frump, huh?
Well, after all, dear, I love you because I know your sweet side. But you're no Romeo.
So you don't think a beautiful young girl could fall for me, huh?
Riley, I know there's a shortage of men, but really, it isn't that bad.
Oh, is that so? Well, it so happens that I got a pretty good idea who this woman is, and it may interest you to know, Mrs. Riley, that she ain't only gorgeous, but she's young.
Oh, she is, huh?
Yeah, she's younger than you and beautiful. The sophisticated kind, just my type. Well, that's her. Dumpling. Two's a company, three's a crowd. Go someplace. Go down in the cellar. But...
I'm not budging. Go on, let her in.
I guess I better. Well, here goes.
Hello, Mr. Riley.
Oh, hello, Joni. You'll find Junior in the backyard.
It's you I wanted to see first.
Well, what about, Joni?
It's about the note I wrote.
What?
The one you found in Junior's lunchbox. I really meant it for Junior. I'm very sorry if you thought I was in love with you. I'm really not, honest. I better go now and find Junior.
Oh, Riley, just your type, isn't she? Very sophisticated. Well, Riley, haven't you got anything to say?
Well, I wasn't so wrong after all. She is younger than you, ain't she? Well, Junior, did you have a nice time with Joni on the picnic?
Well, it was all right.
Yeah.
Pop.
Yeah?
There's something I want to ask you.
Well, shoot, son.
Well, what does a fella have to do to stop a girl from running after him?
Well, it's funny that you should ask that, Junior, because when I was younger, I had a girl running after me.
Well, what'd you do?
Well, first I made fun of her, and it didn't work. Then I argued with her, and that didn't work. Then I acted cold to her. And it didn't work.
Well, then how did you finally stop her?
I married her.
Follow The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix and sponsored by the American Meat Institute, next week at the same time. This is Ken Niles saying, see you next week.
This is the Blue Network.
From December 10th, 1944. Next on Wind Radio was the police drama, Broadway Is My Beat. Hang on.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where as promised we travel to the Big Apple for a cop drama. This episode, known as Marsha Dean, is directed by Elliot Lewis and was first broadcast back on May 12th of 1950.
Broadway's My Beat, with Larry Thor as Detective Danny Clover.
Sunlight that drifts into police headquarters has a different texture to it. That's because it touches concrete and iron grillwork before it finally breaks through the dust in the windows. That's why I supplement it with my own personal sunshine. His name is Sergeant Tattaglia, and he never knocks, even on Thursday. And sometimes he brings company.
This man's name is Harry Dean, Danny.
Yeah, close the door, Tattaglia. Sit down, Mr. Dean, over there.
Thank you. You're the man I want to see?
Well, that all depends. What's on your mind?
I'm 46 years old, Mr. Clover. In 4 months, I'll be 47 in August. 2 days ago, I stole $20,000.
And you're giving yourself up to me?
Well, it was for my wife. You understand that, don't you?
Just that you stole $20,000, that's all.
That's well, here's Marcia's photograph. That's my wife's photograph.
Yeah?
She's going on 42. No, she is going on 43 now. Not very attractive anymore, I know that. She looks like what she is. After 20 years of me, a bank teller.
You stole the money from the bank?
Well, I stole $20,000 from the Charles Street National Bank where I work because I was told I could have Marcia back for that amount of money.
Are you trying to tell me that Marcia was kidnapped?
Yeah, don't you see?
All right, go on.
Well, I came home yesterday and Marcia wasn't there. About 9 o'clock, I got a phone call. A man said Marcia wouldn't be heard if I brought the money. Then he put Marcia on the phone. And she was being brave, I know, but I could tell she was frightened. The man said, bring the money, go to that summer resort, Far Rockaway, register at the Idlewild Arms, put the money in the bottom bureau drawer and leave. But I did it, and they lied to me. Marcia hasn't come home. They've done it.
Tattaglia.
Yeah, Danny?
Nothing to the newspapers about this. I'll get this picture, Mrs. Dean, on the wires, and then go up to Far Rockaway.
Okay, Danny.
What happens to me, Mr. Clover?
What you expected. You go to jail. Away, the beach is littered with the debris of those who have escaped for a day, for a weekend. The surf washes against the feet of a child, and the child screams. The mocking sun touches a woman's shoulders, and the woman giggles. The man lying buried in the sand next to her twinkles his toes. And strung behind them like a munch-rented backdrop is a string of leering resort hotels with screen porches and empty rockers. The Idlewild Arms was one of these.
Hallelujah, a guest.
Give me room, boy. I've got a welcoming speech for you.
Just a minute,
I... Don't interrupt, boy. I'm going to have trouble with you.
You may at that, kid. I'm from the police.
See? Idlewild Arms welcomes you with open arms. And I promise you ain't going to be idle, but you might be wild. Did I hear you, boy? You're from the police?
It finally penetrated, huh, Don?
Look, boy, I got nothing to do with this crumb joint. They hire me to spread sunshine and desk clerk for a lousy sawbuck a week with meals. Meals.
Harry Dean, what did you do for him?
Wiped their noses of brat. What? Harry Dean? I did nothing for him except show him to his room. He didn't react to my jollity, so I fluffed him.
Which room?
6A. I guess it nauseated him because an hour later he checked out. That I had to do, too. Check out the crumble mouth.
Where is it? The room.
I told you. Outside. You mean 6A. Right down the hall, boy. It says Harry Dean you want, not me, eh?
Not you.
For a minute there, you had me on my knees. Don't let me keep you, boy. I gotta rehearse my act.
Glory, hallelujah. 5A. 6A.
Doing in my room. Get out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this room was unoccupied. If I...
Are you part of the recreation program? Get out before I call for help.
I'm from the police. I want to search this room.
Oh? This can't stop you, then.
No. That bureau, do you have your things in it?
Not yet. Only just got in a little while ago. Haven't had time to unpack. But then there are mouse, a time bomb.
Maybe money. Maybe $20,000 worth of money.
$20,000? I wish I'd known. I could have got to it first.
Nothing. You say you've been here only a little while.
Just long enough to open a window and get a whiff of ocean air, maybe an hour or two. Did I do wrong?
Who are you? What's your name?
Edith Keller. I'm a stenographer. Got 2 weeks vacation, so I came here for peace and quiet. So far, it's not quiet.
Take a look at this picture, Miss Keller. Have you ever seen this woman?
Yeah, I saw her.
Hmm?
She did just what you did. I barely got my body into the room. There was a knock on the door. This woman here, says she left something in the bureau, bottom drawer. She took it out. Wish I'd known. $20,000.
Was there anyone with her?
Yeah, a man. He stayed in the hall. I didn't get a look at him. Just heard his voice. Gee. Gosh.
I know, Miss Keller. $20,000. She smiled at me. It was the kind of a smile that had regret in it. So I returned in kind. Then she looked toward the door, so I left. On the ride back to Manhattan, I jotted it all down in my mind. It was simple. Marcia Dean was never kidnapped. Marcia Dean had made a thief out of her husband. Marcia Dean, 42, going on 43, had run away with another man. The money her husband had stolen would finance the production. It meant starting all over again, back to routine. Find out about Marcia Dean, climb concrete steps, ring doorbells, and call Marcia Dean's neighbors.
I know you. You're a policeman.
I am?
If you're not, you just stole a police car. Come on in.
Thanks. This won't take long, Mrs.
Mrs. Graham. This way in the parlor. That's the mister sitting there in the rocker behind the newspaper. Graham? Graham, this is a policeman come to call.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name, mister?
Clover. Danny Clover.
Graham, his name is Danny Clover. Once Graham saw a picture in a magazine. Picture of a man in a rocking chair who was retiring on $200 a month. Graham sent in the coupon. Now, it's 15 years later. Graham sits in a rocking chair just like the picture. Don't you, Graham?
Miss Graham, I wonder if you can give me some information about a neighbor of yours.
Comings and goings of a neighbor? I can give you comings and goings of 3 houses on either side of me, on this side of the block. Across the street, further down than that.
I see.
I stand at that window and a snoop. Oh, don't look down your nose at that, mister. Some people stand at a bar and drink. Their pleasure. I snoop. Mine.
When was the last time you saw your next-door neighbor, Mrs. Dean?
Yesterday. Wednesday.
What time was that?
When she got into the cab.
What time?
About 3. I'd say it was about that.
What kind of a cab was it, Miss Graham?
Yellow cab, I think. Wasn't it, Graham?
No.
I said, wasn't it a yellow cab?
Wasn't it?
See, mister, I told you it was a yellow cab.
It didn't take long. At the cab company, a girl with rimless glasses and green eye shade was courteous, efficient, and bored. She pulled the driver's route reports out of a steel file, checked them with me, and found the one that matched. At 3:12 p.m. Wednesday, Hacky Stan Hodek had picked up a fare at 903 Hillcrest Road in Queens. If I wanted to talk to Stan about it, the girl said she was sorry. There was no way of reaching him. He'd report in at 10 o'clock. If I cared, I could wait till then. I cared. At 10:05, a cab rolled into the garage. It was Stan, she told me. I went over to it.
Oh, the things your body will take just so as it can eat. You have that trouble, Mac?
Continually. The girl in the office told me you were Stan Hodek.
That girl is always right. It's like an affliction with her. What's the matter, pal? Did you lose something in a cab? You think it's mine?
Oh, nothing like that, Stan. I'm Danny Clover, police department.
Oh, somebody made a complaint because I questioned the good name of his family? I do this many times a day.
On Wednesday, you picked up a fare, Stan, in Queens. I want you to tell me about it.
Wednesday? Yesterday's a long time ago. In Queens, that's a long place.
903 Hillcrest Road at 3:12 in the afternoon. Try to remember, Stan.
Okay, I'll try. Queens, Hillcrest Road, Wednesday. Give me a hint, Mr. Clover. A man or a woman?
A woman.
Well, that makes it easier because it's easier to remember a woman. Yeah. Yeah, now I remember. What about it?
I've got a photograph here. Was it this woman?
Let's see. Yeah. Yeah. I remember because this H-type woman is easy to forget.
How did you happen to go there? Did she call you?
No. No, a guy hailed me from the street.
What guy?
Who knows? Some guy out of a crowd told me to go to Queens to that address. Pick up a lady and take her to where he'd be waiting for her.
Where was that?
On a corner in Brooklyn. I remember because all that was on that corner was an empty lot. Lousy meeting place.
But... Will you take me there now?
Well, I don't know. I just finished a day's work. You'll have to clear it with Miss Righteous in the office and...
We'll clear it. Let's go, Stan.
Right here, Mr. Clover. Here's where I left her off.
Let's get out.
Yeah.
You're sure it was right here, huh?
Sure, I'm sure. I ought to know. This billboard here was...
You didn't see anyone pick her up?
Will you tie my shoelace, mister?
Hello, little girl.
I fell down back there because my shoelace is untied.
Here, put your foot up on my knee, honey.
Thanks.
Aren't you out pretty late?
No.
Do you stay out this late every night?
Oh, no. Tonight I'm big. Tonight I'm a big girl.
There you are.
I've even got a big girl's pocketbook.
Your mother should know you've got her suede pocketbook.
Oh, it's not my mother's. I found it. But it was... Give me back my pocketbook.
In 1 minute. Where did you find it?
Come on. I'll show you.
You recognize this purse, Tim?
I don't know. I didn't take notice.
Right over here on the field. Over there. Near those tin cans.
Stay here, Stan, with the girl.
Yeah.
I found something. Marcia Dean.
We're right in the middle of Broadway is My Beat. We'll be right back after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Radio's top cop takes on all the vice the post-war decade had to offer in Dragnet's true-to-life police procedurals.
It was Saturday, July 18th. It was warm in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch on a homicide detail. My partner's Frank Smith. The boss is Captain Lorman. My name's Friday.
Jack Webb, the creator of the series, stars as Sergeant Joe Friday in Radio Spirit's special 10-CD collection, Dragnet, Big Crime.
Something else you ought to know.
Yeah, what's that?
That gun he's got, the .22 rifle?
Yeah.
He's got a real thing about guns. Big collection. Rifles, pistols, automatics, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they all work.
The cases worked by radio's most earnest law enforcement officer were compelling in their depiction of commonplace tragedies. Dragnet, Big Crime, brings you 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes of this radio classic.
Go in. I quit.
All right, throw the gun out, Gray. Throw the gun out.
I won't do it.
Come on, throw that gun out.
Hey, hello, hey, hello.
Dragnet Big Crime is regularly priced at $39.98. But today, When Radio Was listeners can save $15 and get Big Crime for just $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Friday77.
Everything we did, he planned it. We asked about something, he said not to worry about it. He had it all figured.
Yeah.
Oh, we said he was as smart as any cop. Kept telling us you made mistakes.
We do.
Well, that's what he said.
He should have told you the rest of it.
What do you mean?
We can make them more than once.
Don't make the mistake of missing out on this outstanding offer. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And remember, offer code Friday77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
If you travel for business or pleasure, Hotels.com and the Hotels.com app is all you need to get great deals on all kinds of properties all over the world and with an amazing rewards program that gives you free nights to stay at a property of your choice. Now, speaking of Hotels.com, we have an amazing Tech It Out contest for you. If you feel like you're in need of a getaway but are a little tight on cash, listen up. Each week, Hotels.com and Tech It Out are giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards your travels. All you have to do is as follows. Go to Twitter and follow @hotels.com. Tweet out why you deserve a trip. Just a sentence is fine. And include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. Once again, to be eligible for the $250 Hotels.com gift card, one given away every week in August and September, follow Hotels.com on Twitter. Tweet why you need a break and include the hashtag TechItOut. One randomly drawn entry will be chosen each week. Good luck.
Welcome back to Broadway is My Beat and the episode Marcia Dean on When Radio Was.
When the promise of summer touches Broadway, Broadway dons its Hawaiian shirt and stands on street corners to discuss batting averages, the men from Mars, the rise to fame and fortune of Hopalong, how much it costs to dress the kids because this hoppy character is so famous, and then a real tidbit, murder. All the other conversation was just an appetizer. How a policeman found a woman lying dead in a vacant lot, lying under a shroud of tin cans, her funeral bouquet a clump of weeds. That was something to talk about. And her husband, a bank clerk, poor guy, stealing the bank's money to ransom her life, and all the time she was there in the vacant lot. A lunch hour isn't long enough to discuss things like that. But at police headquarters, there's time. There's a cold, dank room that contains within itself all the time in the world. The morgue.
Here he is, Danny.
Oh, why did you have me brought here, Mr. Clover? I know she's dead. I know. Do I have
to? I know what you must feel, Mr. Dean. This is something that has to be done. You understand that, Mr. Dean? You'll be all right?
Yes, yes, Mr. Clover.
Patrol McKinney?
Yeah.
Was this your wife, Mr. Dean?
Marcia. I'm sorry for all the bad times, all the hard years. Forgive me, Marcia.
Mr. Dean.
What do you want?
When we brought the cab driver, Stan Hodak, to your cell this morning, he said he'd never seen you before.
Yeah?
Had you ever seen him loitering around the house or the bank?
No. Please, miss, please, and ask me questions another time.
Hodak's voice, did you recognize it? Could it have been the one who made the kidnap phone call?
Oh, no, I don't know. How could I remember a voice? Can other people do that? Remember the sound of... Maybe it was his. I don't know.
Patrol mechanic.
Yeah.
Marsha!
Kenny, watch it. He's got your gun.
Mr. Dean, give it back to me. Give it to me. I've waited for it. It's mine.
Look, Mr. Dean, we'll find Marsha's killer. You can't take it on yourself. You'll have to kill us to get out of here. And then kill again.
You're wrong!
No, it's not you I'll kill. No, this man here, I'm going to kill myself. Myself. To end the grief and the pain in my head. And no more pain.
My
Kenny! God! Give me my gun. Give it to me.
It's okay now, Danny. He's out.
Let him come out of it himself. And take him to Dr. Sinsky. Then lock him up. And thanks, Kenny. You were quick.
Can I come in, Danny?
Yeah, come in, Dagley.
Oh, thanks. Well, here they are, Danny. Wear them in good health.
Wear what in good health?
Your shirts and your intimates.
Tartaglia,
you... Your shirts and your intimates, Danny. A little plot Mrs. Tartaglia and I whipped up for you for Mother's Day. I heisted your laundry out of your locker and took it home. And Mrs. Tartaglia got together with her Bendix washer. Here is your laundry, Danny. As clean can be.
Well, thank Mrs. Tartaglia for me.
I will, Danny. It gives a pleasure.
And when you leave, tear down that note I got up from the police board. Officer who borrowed laundry, return it to Danny Clover. No questions asked.
We'll call. Roger.
And now that we've solved the problems of the domestic life of the police department, may we get down to work, you know?
Oh, indeed we may.
Then do it.
Yeah. Okay, Danny. Now, in the matter of the cab driver, Stan Hodak, to wit. We have had him sweating all morning over photographs from our rogues gallery in an effort to identify the man who hailed his cab with directions to pick up the now deceased Mrs. Marsha Dean.
Anything?
Nothing. Also, in the matter of Stan Hodak, we have checked his call sheet. Right after dropping Mrs. Dean, he picked up another fare a block away from the scene of the crime. Took said fare to the Roxy, thereby confirming Stan's story as far as time was concerned.
All right. What else?
In the matter of Harry Dean, to wit... About 15 minutes ago, he was released on bail. Said bail being set at $10,000.
Who put it up to, Tugler?
Oh, his sympathetic employers, the Charles Street National Bank.
Yeah, I figured they would. Man works at one place for 20-odd years, works there faithfully. Then suddenly he needs a lot of money to buy back his wife's life. His wife gets murdered. Danny Clover speaking.
Danny, I'm phoning from the call box at 45th and Broadway.
What's up, Mugovan?
Stan Hodak.
The cab driver?
Yeah, he's in the middle of the street there, and he's been shot to death.
Danny? Danny, over here. Here I am.
What is up to traffic, don't it, Danny? A sideshow like this? Not every day a spectacle like this.
Give those work to the newspapers, Mugovan. They'll love you for it.
Danny...
Oh, sorry. Okay, I said I'm sorry. Now, briefly.
Well, like this, Danny. From eyewitness accounts, each one with personal variations because the eyewitnesses have personal problems, but essentially they come out the same.
All right, Mugovan.
After a little prodding, they all agree on this. Hodak's cab, man got out, got lost in the crowd. Huh? The light changed. The cab didn't move. Unusual for a cab. Well, maybe not unusual. Depends how you feel about cabs.
Off the dime, Mugovan.
The cab still didn't move. All the traffic behind it was tied up and screaming. Finally, some brave guy got out to argue with Hodak. No argument. Hodak was dead. You saw him, Danny.
Yeah.
Bullet hole in the back of his head. A new way to pay a cab fare, huh, Danny?
The man who got out, could any of these eyewitnesses identify him?
I asked them that, Danny. They laughed in my face. Who bothers to scrutinize a guy gets out of a cab?
We'll pause for a moment and take a short break, but we'll be back with more right after this.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the conclusion of Broadway is My Beat on WEN Radio One.
Can I see you for a minute?
Hello, Dr. Sensky.
This thing, Danny, this murder of the woman, Marcia Dean. May I inquire as to your progress?
What makes you so interested, Doctor?
Oh, it disturbs me. A person like Mrs. Dean, who only saw her name in print in a telephone book, should...
We've made some progress.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm not a vindictive man, Danny, but whoever did this thing...
I know what you mean.
Danny, I got here the autopsy report of Marcia Dean.
Tell it to me.
That she was shot with a .32 caliber pistol, you already know.
Mm-hmm.
She died instantly, the bullet entering the sternum at close range, pierced the heart. When found, she had been dead approximately 30 hours.
Huh?
1 hour, more or less, Danny, but 30 hours is a fair approximation.
And it makes a liar out of a person I talked to in Rockaway.
Forgive me, Danny, I don't understand.
A stenographer on vacation, Doctor. A girl who said her name was Edith Keller. I saw her yesterday afternoon when Mrs. Dean had already been dead for a day. Edith Keller said she'd just seen Mrs. Dean.
So? So what, Danny?
So Marcia Dean never left Brooklyn. She was never in Rockaway.
The beach fires smoldered along the stretch of East Far Rockaway. And clinging to their fringe of light and warmth, the shadows huddled and protested with small squeals of delight. There was background music, too. The portable radios and the rhythmic thumping of an out-of-tune piano, courtesy of the Idlewild Arms. The lobby was decked with a desperate gaiety. Under torn Japanese lanterns, two people danced. Sitting alone on a wicker sofa was Edith Keller. I went up to her.
You gonna ask me to dance? I'll dance.
Miss Keller.
Oh, I remember you. You're the detective. Not against the law to ask a girl to dance, is it?
I want to talk to you, Miss Keller.
All right, we'll talk then. It's just as good. Watching the dancers and the fun, I was getting lonesome. Please sit down.
Not here. Somewhere quiet.
But...
your room. We'll talk there. Now, Miss Keller.
All right. See, I did what you said, but we haven't anything to talk about. Not like this.
A bank teller, Edith. Let's discuss him.
Bank teller? I don't know anything.
No, you didn't know him, Edith. You just knew that tellers handle money. You knew there was a way to get that money.
Then you must be crazy or something.
You and someone else kidnap his wife. Make him bring the ransom here to this hotel. Put it in the bottom drawer of the bureau. You got that money, didn't you, Edith?
You're wrong. I told you that woman got it. The woman whose picture you showed me. I told you that.
You lied. Marcia Dean was never here because she was dead in the vacant lot in Brooklyn. You and whoever you worked with got her to go to that lot, then murdered her. Who are you working with, Edith?
Please, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't
know. Who is it, Edith? It could be easier, maybe, if you told me. Who was it that...
No.
Someone knocked, Edith. Open the door. Open it.
Darling.
Harry.
Darling.
Go away.
Huh?
Go away.
Come on in, Harry. Close the door.
All right. I'm in. Now what?
If you want to grieve some more about your wife, Harry, I'll watch.
Oh, don't worry about it, Clover.
Not me. You. You killed your wife, Harry, and made it look like kidnappers did it. And the ransom money you pocketed for Edith here. Touching.
She's worth killing twice for. If you knew her like I did, you'd know that. After being married for 23 years, a man misses what he can only read about.
Harry!
You'd understand that, Clover. Killing the cab driver had to be done. You brought him into my cell to see if he'd recognize me. Of course he recognized me.
Why didn't he say he knew you?
He got too clever. He caught on to what was happening. He wanted money. He said, let's go for a ride in my cab and talk about money. So I shot. An appetite like his was no good for Edith and me.
Let's go, Harry.
Well, then you know why I can't go with you. Two killings... Three.
Harry, no. No more killing, Harry.
Edith, watch out. He's got to die. He's got to die.
Harry.
Edith! I didn't mean to shoot.
Edith, don't die. Don't die. Please. Now listen, Edith. Don't die. I didn't mean to. Just breathe, Edith.
No! Kill me.
The twilight sighs down on Broadway like a rosy promise. You walk toward it, then someone smiles and takes your hand, whispers to close your eyes. And your head gets banged against a wall. The lights are bright, the noise is loud, and your scream mixes well with the shriek of the night. It's Broadway, the gaudiest, the most violent, the lonesomest mile in the world. Broadway. My beat.
Larry Thor is New York City Police Detective Danny Clover in Broadway Is My Beat. The episode was known as Marcia Dean, and it originally played on May 12th of 1950. That sounded like a subdued Howard McNear as Harry Dean. Now, radio fans know McNear for the role of Doc on Gunsmoke, and television comedy viewers remember him for playing Floyd the Barber on The Andy Griffith Show. Also a film performer, McNear's final big screen appearance was in a 1966 Billy Wilder comedy, The Fortune Cookie. That was the first film pairing of a famous acting tandem. I'll name those fellas and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place. Great instrumental hits. A fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com.
or call 800-206-5002. Order now to receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER33. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of timeless instrumental hits can be yours for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to use coupon code SUMMER33 for shipping savings.
Holmes, Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten. Yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the 1966 Billy Wilder big screen comedy, The Fortune Cookie, which marked the first pairing of Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. They would work together in 11 additional films over the next 32 years. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer.